2024. It appears Trump just survived another assassination attempt, this time a chemical attack.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
46 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 54 seconds to the election.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
They're always powerful, informative, and the globalists hate it. But today, Stephen Crowder, Roger Stone, Ian Carroll, Chase Geyser, and more. On this Thursday, September 19th, 2024, transmission, I'm your host, Alex Jones, and you founded the tip of the pro-human, pro-God spear. We have been given this power by God because he has a mission for us. And we must march forward fearlessly, knowing that we are in God's plan and God's will. I basically always say this, but it's even more true today. I've never had so much news. This is insane. Let me tell you what's coming up. Turns out, a week ago, before this Sunday, Sunday before last, 10 days ago, 11 days ago, the police have checked, the doctors have checked, almost everybody in the rows just 10, 15 feet behind Trump in Tucson has their eyes swole shut. So that was September 12th. They tried to kill Trump on a Saturday on July 13th, then last Sunday, but the Sunday before, well, that'd be Thursday, they tried to whack Trump, it's appearing. Chemical attack. 20 Trump rally attendees sick with mysterious illness after standing on stage with GOP nominee. And we've got the local newscast. We've got the police talking about it. It's a big deal. That's coming up. Then we've got Trump's mega massive rally that turned away 55,000 people. 16,000 inside, standing room only in Long Island, New York. We have Iran tacitly endorsing in the real world Obama's would be fourth term if Kamala can steal it. That's who's really in charge. Hacking Trump campaign and giving it to the DNC. Then we've got all of these endorsements of traditionally Democrat and liberal organizations of Trump. Big stack on that. I didn't comment on the pager story the last 48 hours because I wanted to research it more. Now I'll be able to tell you what's going on there. Detonating and blowing the testicles and things off a lot of people. And the bigger issue is a lot of these people are totally innocent. Hezbollah and Hamas operate as government institutions in Lebanon, in Gaza. And so they run businesses to raise money, and they sell the tens of thousands of pagers to people, not just to their fighters. So I think it's a very terroristic, immoral attack, just like when Hamas or Hezbollah attacks Israeli civilians. Two wrongs don't make a right, but that's not the angle I'm going with here. It's that under the New World Order technocracy, whether it is your solar panels or your car or your pager or your cell phone, they can all be weaponized. And I've been talking about this for decades. For over 20 years, almost all new cars have remote control where they can just drive you off a cliff, run you into a pylon, into another car. Planes, the same thing. Not just pagers and cell phones. They're all built to have back doors. In fact, the back doors are really the front doors. We'll be right back, breaking it all down and so much more today. Stay with us. This bad boy is the number one seller at the AlexJonesStore.com. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globalists let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at theAlexJonesStore.com. Fund the operations. We fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up live on this Thursday, September 19th, 2024 transmission, Stephen Crowder, Roger Stone, Ian Carroll, Chase Geiser, and more. I am your host, Alexander Imrich Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting in resistance to tyranny and defense of liberty worldwide. Well, I got my work cut out for me today, and I'm going to do the best job I can to cover every bit of this here on the transmission. It's insane. Kamala and Tim Walz have been caught in giant new lies about their bio. We already know they're nothing but congenital, perpetual liars. And more video. And I remember this covered at the time back 15 years ago when she was the DA in San Francisco and then the attorney general later. She didn't just jail pro-lifers for exposing illegal sale of babies at 9 months, heart still beating to medical institutions. That's, look it up. That's real. Mainstream news. She didn't just put innocent people on death row, even though she knew that they were innocent. Cover up the evidence, a real monster. She did it in San Francisco, but it got slapped down by the courts, where they would send people into houses without warrants just to randomly see if they were following the gun safe law to have their guns locked up, just randomly in your house. 1984 on steroids. We got that. That's not even our top story. I'm just like, I could spend an hour on that. So this lady wants your guns. You've got George W. Bush not endorsing Kamala, which is a tacit endorsement of Trump. He knows to sit it out. The Teamsters are upwards of 60% voted to vote for Trump, but the leadership won't do it. So that's an endorsement of the Teamsters themselves. And there were a bunch of other big endorsements of Trump by people that have not been politically active or have been liberal in the past. Survival kind of has a way of doing that to you. I've said it, you're suicidal. And what World War III, on the bad end and on the good end, just a depression, goes from bad to worse. If you want that, we've got all that. We've got the big enchilada I'll cover after I hit more of this news. Looks like Trump survived another attack. The police and doctors have said no, but these 20 rally attendees from Sunday before last in Tucson have their eyes swollen shut and are seriously ill. They're doing toxicology now. They were just 15 feet behind Trump, and 20 of them are seriously ill. Yeah. What Antifa likes to do is put feces and rotting needles and urine in a bag for about a month. It's the stinkiest thing ever because one time we were downtown Austin protesting the left at an event called The Lies of Alex Jones and Trump, put on by the Statesman. We weren't invited to it. They just shut down a few city streets. I still barged into it. A lot of you have seen the footage. All the way back to the car, Antifa drove by, threw a bag of it at me, missed me, and barely hit the wall and splashed on Owen. Stinkiest thing I ever smelled. Also very toxic. They throw it on cops. That's not what this was. And it's very smart to hit somebody with something that isn't totally lethal, but just debilitates you. Because then it's hard to track back where it came from, and it's not as obvious. It's a slow kill weapon or a debilitating weapon. Big articles on that at InfoWars.com. Also on the Real Alex Jones account, we've got the articles and videos of police and local news all covering it. That's coming up in a moment. Steven Crowder, in 1 month, they've had three coups. The UN spokesman admitting that they're a total fraud and 95% of what they do is a lie and that they should be abolished and they think Trump will abolish them. That was big. Then 2 weeks after that, the head spokesperson, the head of public affairs for the Southern District of New York, DOJ, said, yeah, he's totally innocent. It's all political. It's double jeopardy. He's done nothing wrong. It's all Soros running it. It's criminal. And then the judge the next day put off Trump's sentencing in the criminal trial until after the election because of it and basically shot that down. And then now they've got the head of emergency management and the COVID response saying, yeah, it's all giant fraud. We just had huge sex parties, the city officials, and had sex with each other, took ecstasy and other drugs, and we just did it every night. It was wonderful. Total cook balls. It's the same thing all over the world. They know it's a total scam. Crowder's coming up on that. The P. Diddy thing is massive. We got Ian Carroll on in the third hour, who's really done a great job ferreting that out. The day after P. Diddy got arrested, two top record executives connected to him resigned. One, the top guy of the record company. Now a whole bunch more are resigning, and now his closest buddies are not responding. Jennifer Lopez and others. Jay-Z, the list goes on and on. And so that whole house of cards is coming down directly connected to the Clinton crime family. We also have the Democrats, House Democrats, just voted against the Violence Against Women by Illegal Aliens Act and would not stop them from coming in if they have convictions or deport them. I mean, wow, talk about a green light, red carpet to criminals. That is just unbelievable. Oh, you're a convicted guy that beat up or raped a woman here or another country? You can come in or you can stay. Wow. Woman, that's just, whoa, you're some real villains, aren't you? Well, yeah. Kamala didn't lose 325,000 children to manual labor, slavery, and sex slavery. She ran the damn thing with Mayorkas, that monster. We've got, again, the huge news of Iran in basically endorsing in the real world the fourth administration, if she steals the election, of Obama, giving the Kamala Waltz campaign the download hack of the Trump battle plan. So we've got that huge news. The U.S. has already done it. Now Canada's done it. Emergency authorization of Moderna's latest experimental COVID shot starting at 6 months old. We've got, again, as I mentioned, Kamala falsely claiming her maternal grandfather was a freedom fighter in India, but it turned out he was a brutal agent of the British crown that cracked down on people and murdered them. So that's that. We got some other lies of her. Whatever she tells you, it's the opposite, and she sported her new Hispanic accent to a Hispanic group yesterday, and it doesn't sound like any Hispanic, like Cuban or Mexican accent I've ever heard. She sounds like somebody that's been run over by a car, has a serious brain injury. I guess that's how she thinks Hispanics talk. I owe you, you, I owe. Very weird. And you've got the real angle on Israel and these tens of thousands of pagers and walkie-talkies that blew up a few days ago, that now the solar panels are blowing up people's houses and burning them down. And the point is, through your car, solar panels, heating and air, anything that's digital, they can become weapons and blow up in your house. They can blow up electric cars with the batteries, give it one order, blows up in 5 minutes, because it just sends the charge back in. That's all wired in for the CIA, the Mossad, MI6, hackers, whoever, to just destroy everything. Snowden talked about that a long time ago. I talked about it 30 years ago. It's in place. That's coming up. We've got a hell of a transmission lined up for you today. But before I get into what appears to be a third attempted Trump assassination, remember I said that back on the 13th. I said it last Sunday. I said it yesterday, the day before. I said, for any assassination attempt you know about, I'll guarantee you there are two or three people that got close that you never heard about. Like the pedophile that was going to kill, and admitted he was, Trump, again in Tucson a week and a half ago. Remember that? Seems like a million years ago. Arizona sex offender who allegedly threatened to kill Trump, arrested close to where former president was. When he tells a reporter, we got to get out of here, that's because he was there. Reportedly 400 yards away and moving towards them. So the army of evil, the army of darkness is marching against us, but we've got God on our side, so pray a little harder, in fact, a lot harder, and take action in the information war to expose these monsters. But before I get to the apparent chemical attack in Tucson, the potential of that, I want to play back-to-back. First, Trump saying these encounters with death have not broken my will. They have given me a much bigger, stronger mission. They have only hardened my resolve to use my time on Earth to make America great again. I would say and stop World War III. No doubt about that. And then we've got the size of the crowd from the inside. Now, remember, this is a stadium jam-packed to the gills. First, they said 50,000 were turned away. Now they're saying up to 100,000. The traffic jams reportedly went until about 3 a.m. It was a big party outside. I tried to put jumbotrons up for them, but they just was I've seen the videos go on and on and on. Just every major road, like 3 miles, parked cars and just people everywhere partying in their MAGA gear. And that's in Long Island, really scaring the Democrats. It could all go red. So let's play those clips back to back.
These encounters with death have not broken my will. They have really given me a much bigger and stronger mission. They've only hardened my resolve to use my time on Earth to make America great again for all Americans, to put America first, and to put America first.
Standing room only. Deep in the heart of the bluest state of the blue. And the Teamsters, up to 60%, are endorsing Trump. They asked the union to vote and support Trump, and they said, nope, we're just not going to endorse Kamala. Okay. This story started breaking yesterday. Turns out it had been on the news a few days. The police are investigating. They're doing blood tests. The doctors are. The hospitals. Chemical attack, 20 Trump rally attendees. Sick with mystery illness, eyes swollen shut, splitting headaches. What do you think does that? And again, that would mean whoever was releasing it was willing to hurt themselves. You can't go in there with a respirator on, it'd be too obvious. And it wasn't the whole place, they didn't put the air conditioner. It was right around Trump. Probably somebody in that crowd had something that got past the Secret Service. That's how the North Koreans like to kill you, is they come right up and spray something in your face. But whatever this was meant to debilitate Trump, perhaps kill him. But it tends, whatever you release tends to sink. Could be biological, probably chemical. So it hits the floor, bounces off the bleachers. Little would get up into their faces. By the time it got down 15 feet on the floor with Trump, probably only got on his shoes. That's how these gases generally work. Most of them are heavier. They've got a chemical in them. They're not a noble gas, meaning it rises. So that's a big deal. Breaking reports indicate there may have been a third attempt on Trump's life. Approximately 20 patriots who attended Trump's high-energy rally in Tucson are now reporting having to go to the FBI immediately after the rally, or go to the ER immediately after the rally. The attendees all suffer from symptoms like blurry vision and swelling, serious concerning reactions that all came on shortly after the rally ended. All of the affected were seated right by the stage where Trump made his entrance. Yeah, it wasn't the whole stage. It was right where he came on behind him. Now, that's why the police really think it's something happened, obviously, because they're not making this up. The doctors say, no, their eyes are swollen shut and they're very sick and headaches, nauseous. Right after the rally, they were reporting it. So it hit within an hour. Now, here's where it gets even more concerning. One attendee reports the doctor told her she suffered from a chemical burn. We've got to ask the question, was this a deliberate chemical attack aimed at Trump? Were these patriots collateral damage in another attempt to kill the president? The Trump campaign has confirmed they're gathering information on the situation. According to a senior advisor, we remain committed to the countless patriots that attend our high-energy, high-impact rallies across the country. Breaking, 20 supporters seated behind Trump on stage rushed to ER with blurred vision with eye burns after a rally in Tucson. Was it some type of mustard gas? Was it a chlorine gas? We don't know, but they're doing the toxicology reports right now. Here's some of the newscast on this.
Supporters of former President Donald Trump that were allowed to sit behind his stage at his Tucson rally last week tell the News 4 Tucson investigators they left with mysterious injuries to their eyes. News 4 Tucson's chief investigative reporter, Corse Nylander, is live outside the Tucson Music Hall downtown. Corse, what are we learning about their situation?
Yeah, well, Monica, this is where thousands of people came out to hear former President Donald Trump speak last week. There was a group of 48 people allowed to sit on stage behind Trump throughout the event. They were split into two groups on each side of the stage. One side seemed to walk away without any issues, but multiple people seated near each other on the other side tell me that they had to go to the emergency room after they left the event. Here tonight, for the first time, the Trump campaign is confirming that they're investigating this situation.
No taxes on Social Security benefits for our seniors.
More than 2,000 people filled up the Tucson Music Hall Thursday to hear Donald Trump's first speech in Tucson this campaign as Election Day nears. Some of his biggest supporters were allowed to sit behind him on stage, supporters like Myra Rodriguez, a former director of Planned Parenthood with a notable shift to being pro-life. In 2016, she sat behind presidential candidate Hillary Clinton on stage at an event. Now she supports Donald Trump. She enjoyed the rally, but once she left, everything changed.
As soon as we left and I stepped outside, I started feeling like my eyes were burning.
At first, she thought it might be allergies. She lives near Phoenix. By the time she got home, it was so bad she decided to go to the emergency room.
The emergency room staff keeps saying, you know, from the triage nurse to the PA, and are you sure you don't get spray anything? Your symptoms look like you were sprayed something.
All right, pause. Back it up 10 seconds. It looks like whoever released this saw where Trump came in, knew where he would exit, right there on the edge of the stage behind him, hit him right before they knew Trump was going to leave, and then we need to see on the video who slipped out, who leaves, maybe going to the bathroom, but whoever you see leave from that corner, I know the police already figured this out, is who you need to be tracking and finding out who they were. You can use cell phone, geolocation, track the records, who was in that corner area, and then see who left early, and you're going to have your culprit continue with the clip.
Staff keep saying, you know, from the triage nurse to the PA, and are you sure you don't get spray anything? Your symptoms look like you were sprayed something.
The News 4 Tucson investigators spoke to her the morning after the rally, Friday last week. That morning, she was nearly blind.
I can't see anything. When I try to open my eyes, it's like a white blood cover. It hurts. It hurts a lot to open my eyes. I mean, I have this cold cloth that I put on and I take off all
the time.
Sounds
like chlorine gas.
But this is horrible.
She says the doctors weren't able to determine what exactly caused it. Her initial thought of allergies went out the window when she heard from several others seated next to her at the rally that also ended up seeking medical attention with the same symptoms.
Kept getting worse and worse. My eyes started watering a lot. My nose started running. Then I started feeling my face get really flushed, and then my neck felt like it was on fire.
Chemical attack.
And it just progressed from there.
This Tucson woman, who doesn't want to be identified, was seated in the same area behind Trump with her brother. Both walked away with eye injuries and sought medical attention.
I was all focused on my eyes. I mean, my eyes were red like hell, you know what I mean? It's like, it's unbearable.
Chlorine gas, I
couldn't handle it. I just couldn't handle it.
Whatever caused it seems to be isolated to the group seated on stage right. Former Congressional District 6 candidate Kathleen Wynn.
Yeah, you could have what looks like a water bottle and then have one chemical in it. You unscrew the top, put a cube in it or a couple capsules, that creates the chlorine gas. Then it, you have a few capsules in a pocket. You put them in the bottle. This is something the military is trained to do, by the way. You shake it up, and then it's ready. Then you unscrew the bottle, drop it, and leave, knowing that it's coming to an end. When they start playing the final song, thinking Trump's about to exit, hit him with chlorine gas. Instead, they hit the crowd. That's only about 20 people behind him, maybe 25. You've got to question every one of them or anybody that walked by right before. Wow. Got to question every one of those people. I'm not saying any of them are guilty. They're all mostly good people there, but look very carefully. That's him leaving. Probably whoever did it again had already left. So you got to look a couple minutes before. Wow. Chlorine gas is what I would say. Man, that is incredible. Finish the newscast. Go ahead and finish the newscast.
Sit on the opposite side of the stage and says she and everyone she knows seated near her walked away without any issues.
We hope that there's no nefarious actors in this and that this is not a strategic hit for those that are supporting Donald Trump.
Myra reported her injuries to the Trump campaign and says she was told it was being investigated. Myra feels it's crucial for people to be made aware of what happened and what could have caused her injuries.
Obviously, what I would like, it's an investigation, right? That whoever, that this does not get away with it.
I want to be very clear. We do not know at this point if a person caused any of this or what exactly the cause could be. We can only speculate at this point, but that apparently is what the Trump campaign is trying to get to the bottom to at this point, less than an hour ago.
All right, let's stop there. Yeah, that doesn't just come out of the blue. That's all very credible. They got 20 people that happened to. It's a chemical attack. There's nothing else that's going to do this. Chlorine gas. You've heard me talk a lot about chlorine gas in the past. It's something that Hezbollah trains to do. You get a couple tanks of the chemicals you need. You get up on a 50-story high-rise. You dump it in the air conditioning system, and you basically, it kills people in minutes. But a little bottle of it would do exactly what you just saw. Bottle of water, the two different chemicals, put them in, put the top on, shake it up, wait, unscrew the top, drop it, leave. And whoever did it, as long as they dropped it, it burned their hand some, but it's the eyes and mucous membrane of the nostrils and the mouth it's going to get. All right. We're tracking it. Listen, I can't do this without you. I need funding. Plus, we have incredible Patriot t-shirts that folks love. A lot of folks are getting the shirts. That's great. We need the support. Plus, it spreads the word. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. We'll put the URL on screen. And there are now over 40 incredible designs and 30-plus designs of ball caps at thealexjonesstore.com. And that funds our operation. And when you buy products, you get put in 10X to win the raffle for the $138,000 Super Dodge off-road truck and $10,000 cash. And the 10X ends Friday. It goes back to 1X for a week and then back to 5X and then back to 10X. But enter to win the truck. You can also sign up for free and get put in once with your email, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. Go sign up to win right now or purchase product and put in 10X at thealexjonesstore.com. But you want these t-shirts regardless. Thank you all for your support. We'll be right back. Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to you. Or demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks. They're the trailblazers. They're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance. And I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere telling you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, one of the top pro-America, pro-life, pro-God talk show hosts in the world, Stephen Crowder, is with us on this live Thursday transmission. And I want to say something very clearly to everybody right now. This story's big and is important, but I want to go with a bigger angle here. Crowder's had his investigative unit. They've done great work over the years. If I tried to list just what they've done this year, it would take hours. The Nashville trans shooter manifesto they tried to cover up, they exposed it, forced its full release. Got threatened with jail for it, but their journalist, they defeated that lie. I'm not going to list it all. Then the UN spokesperson saying we're all a fraud, 95% of what we do is a joke. Trump's going to abolish us. We deserve to be abolished. And then even bigger, 2 weeks ago, it made the judge the next day put Trump's sentencing off on the fake criminal case till after the election, pretty much gone now, experts are saying, when they got the head of public affairs for the Southern District of New York, most powerful office of the Justice Department that does even more evil crap than D.C., it's a close second, admitting it was all politically motivated and a giant fraud and Trump's innocent. And I know that the great folks out there that do similar work aren't in a competition. We're in competition against the New World Order. But James O'Keefe, Veritas is still doing some good work separate from him. You've got all these other great groups. It was Steven that had work going on with groups on child sex trafficking that happened to just in that investigation run in to CIA, FBI, meaning I was set up with Sandy Hook. But that was their larger feeders that got that for us. Whoa, do I owe them? So it's not about credit to Steven Crowder, but it is. You should be supporting him. This is the Achilles heel of the New World Order, is that they're so corrupt, they're so bad, and that as you get more groups doing this investigative undercover stuff, we've done a few things over the years, but nothing compared to this. This is game-changing stuff. I mean, Steven Crowder and his team, I'm getting chills, are moving the freaking needle a lot towards taking this country back. So I don't give a rat's ass about sports people or music people or Hollywood folks. I get, over the years, offers to go this, that. I don't go. I don't like it. When I get an offer to come see Steven Crowder, I do. Because I've got stars in my eyes for people fighting tyranny and winning. So become a member. And I know I've been so busy with all this stuff. When I'm supposed to at Mud Club, I was one came to ask me part of it. I'm going to be starting whole extra shows starting next week on Mud Club, like the ones I've done. But that's a side issue. You need to be a Mud Club member. You need to support Steven Crowder. You need to magnify everything he's doing. And you need to support him. It's like you need to support us because we are in battle. We are attacked. We don't spend much time talking about what goes on behind the scenes. But everything you hear about, there's 50 times going on. Believe me, because I tell Steven, he tells me, we've experienced some of the same people coming after us. So that said, Mr. Crowder will play the intro clip to this big latest bombshell that I'll let you tell folks about. The head of the COVID response admitting it's all a giant fraud, sex-fueled parties, under Wall Street buildings. It's the same from Australia to the UK to, you know, Pelosi getting her hair done and nobody else could. I mean, these people are frauds. Steven Crowder, congratulations to your investigative unit. Bravo, man. Another big win for the people.
Thank you very much, Alex. I really do appreciate it. And and tonight there's a follow-up where it's the first time I've actually done a confronts in person. Usually I only do this Crowder confront series on people who threatened to kill me. But I felt compelled looking through this footage. So that goes up at 5 p.m. Eastern. For people who are, new to this, it's a man named Dr. Jay Varma. He was the senior advisor of public health in New York City. They call him the COVID architect. And on camera, people can see this on X, on Rumble. Go and watch it wherever you consume your video. He talks about the drug-fueled sex parties that he was having while people were being locked down and not being allowed to gather. And also, let's keep this in context, while people were dying alone because you weren't able to visit loved ones. And then also, when he talked about the vax, he talks about the vaccine mandates. And really, we're going to make people as uncomfortable as possible. Sure, you can work if you don't get a vaccine, but you can't actually get a job. You're technically allowed to. Sure, you can, but you're not going to be allowed the same privileges as other people. This is about control. And what really sticks out to me here is it's not hypocrisy. I've been trying to drive this point home. Everyone's a hypocrite. You and I both know that we're hypocrites because all have fallen short in the glory of God. If you have standards, you're a hypocrite. It's about the fact that they were not afraid. A man having sex parties, right, in hotels across New York City while other people are being locked down, that's not a man who fears what he is demanding you fear as he controls your life. Same with Gretchen Whitmer, whether it's a pizza parlor, a bar, Gavin Newsom. Same with Nancy Pelosi. Like you said, it's not about the hypocrisy. It's that these people weren't afraid and they still abuse their power and exerted control over others anyway. And it's not, I want to be very clear, this is not vengeance, and people will see we have a lot of pieces between now and the election. There is still a current active threat from this class of people, and the only way there can ever be any accountability is if they get caught. Believe me, I know. I've tried to reason with them. Before you see what you see, we have given them every single off-ramp to do the right thing. They won't. They are incapable of it. And when you think of the swamp, think of this guy, right, Dr. Jay Varma. People will just say, he's a senior advisor of public health. Okay, he was a COVID architect. This guy was never elected. This guy is the reason for a lot of these policies in New York. He brags about it. The New York Times talked about it. Newsweek talked about it. It was everywhere. That's the swamp. I know senators and Congress, men, women, Zs, they're bad enough. But at least they're elected, and then they don't represent you. But there are far more employees in Washington, D.C., who have been appointed, not elected, and they dictate policy, and they can infringe on your rights. And that is what has been driving me up a wall. It's exhausting. It's been extremely expensive. But I think there's a moment in time right now, Alex. I mean, you see it with yourself, right? There's a moment in time where legacy media can be left in the dust, because I've never seen more minds changed in my lifetime than mothers with children during COVID who had never been politically engaged. I've never seen more people receptive to hearing ideas outside of the assassination attempts on Donald Trump. The soil is fertile, and it's about bringing truth to these people.
Well, let me just back you up here. Whether it was Australia, New Zealand, Europe, UK, Canada, here, all of them got caught having secret parties during the heart of it. All of them got caught putting their mask on only when they were on stage and saying, oh, it's just for the crowd. Newsom got caught with his wineries and restaurants staying open when nobody else was, torturing the children in the schools. And now Hochul, using New York as a bellwether, she's trying to bring in forced quarantine injections and the power to have total lockdowns in the future. So this is about stopping them doing it again as well.
Yes, that's exactly right. We have some more pieces coming out where you will see that many of these same ruling class members are still in roles where they have huge influence over our scientific community, over our government policy, and a lot of people are blissfully unaware. So that's really what this is about here. And this is scary. I get it. It'll make your blood boil, but it was incredibly necessary. And the fear issue is really what this is. They were not afraid. So then why will people's lives be irreparably damaged who can never open their businesses again? Why is there no kind of reconciliation here if these people were living this way? And something else that sticks out in this, a lot of people just kind of skim over it. He talks about, when he's talking about sex parties and talking about sleeping with people, he says, no, it's unreal. People don't need to be afraid of sleeping with someone if they're unvaxxed. You know, your body, if you breathe on someone, you've had COVID, your body's immune response is the same. Okay, if that's the case, then why 4 injections minimum in New York as policy?
And he's telling people, stay in their houses, don't visit your parents in hospitals. They're turning people away from the hospitals that needed treatment, yep, so they die. And there he is telling people as a doctor that he knows it's all a fraud.
Effectively, at the very least, saying that the issues that you rose and that a lot of people did, what about natural immunity, that these discussions should have taken place. And then on a personal level, he's clearly not afraid of it. And you see that time and time again with these people. And like you said, in the investigative work, a lot of people do unbelievable work. And it's not, you know, sometimes in the conservative movement is like the world's biggest high school. It's not competition. The one thing I will say, though, that we do that is different is there are no donors. There's no one who controls the purse strings. There's no foreign money, as we've been seeing. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what comes out of the New York Times when we do that investigation. It's entirely funded by viewers. It's entirely funded, not a foreign caliphate, but mugs. And so no one tells us who we can and who we can't sting, what topics are off limits and which ones we can go after. Everyone serves a master. We talk about this. Everyone does. And of course, our first master is God. But you will have to serve the person who is controlling those purse strings. I would much rather serve 100% the viewers and people who choose to support this content. And we have more. This is the game plan. Let me be really clear here. We have to distill it. It's lie, 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 cheat. That's why we have this election live stream of the century on November 5th, and we actually have data to call states and dispute states and investigative reporters on the ground and a live electoral map. Not because I'm a political wonk. You know me. I'm a comedian first. But we see this. We saw it with Joe Biden. Lie, 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 cheat. What do we see? He's fit as a fiddle. He's fine. You were removed if you even questioned his mental fortitude. Boom. Gone. Then when they realize the lie can no longer work, that debate night with Donald Trump, oh, it's apparent, cheat. Install Kamala Harris. Same thing with COVID. Lie, 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 lockdowns, mandates. And then when you can no longer keep it alive, just cheat and force people to get vaccinated and shut down dissent and ban people who say it may have come from a lab. And that's what's going to happen this election. Lie, 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 cheat. Kamala Harris doesn't want to take your guns away. Here's a clip. I will literally take your guns away. Kamala Harris doesn't believe in transitioning inmates taxpayer funded. Here's a clip. She's exactly saying that. Kamala Harris doesn't believe in unrealized capital gains that would decimate the American middle and working class. Here's a clip. That's exactly what she's saying. So what's going to happen is lie, 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 lie. Then they use the power of the audience. Look at the polls. She's so popular. I don't even know if you're telling the truth about that, but I know if it's not enough, we're going to get to the cheat on election night. And that could happen a multitude of ways. Cheating, by the way, this is stealing a nation. Let me just go through. This is the theme of this because we've been working on these for a while, but it all sort of started coming back with one theme. People think that it's the Dominion voting machines and the ghost of Chavez. No, stealing a nation is robbing people of the ability to make informed decisions, which is not only what DC is doing, but the media is doing. You look at that one last week, chief spokesperson for the DOJ. And by the way, he wasn't the villain, but he was saying, yeah. This is every single real estate agent has done what Donald Trump has done. They are just stacking charges and looking for any way to make it stick. His exact words, because they're out to get him. Reporter said, who's they? Democrats. That, weaponizing the DOJ, is stealing a nation. Because then you go out and say, look, he's a criminal. It's the prosecutor versus the criminal. COVID. When they scare you to the point that you won't go and vote in person, in American tradition, based on something they know, at least some of them, as we see with this, to not be true, that is stealing a nation. Telling people that the Hunter Biden laptop, which exposes corruption beyond pictures of his member next to M&Ms, but his father's misgivings, that's Russian disinformation. Why would the FBI lie? That is stealing a nation, because it's a nation who cannot find the truth because it has been removed. That is stealing a nation. That is what this is about, and we are seeking to expose it. We have left nothing for the swim back. Burn the boats, because this is do or die, and I don't believe that any one politician can save us, but this is a moment in history that we will look back on, and it will provide clarity. If Kamala Harris wins, then you know what this country is. We are at that point. And if she doesn't, there's at least some hope left.
Absolutely. I want to play a clip of the doctor, and then more is obviously coming out on your X account at StephenCrowder.com and the Mug Club, and you're dropping more tonight. You're seeing at 5 o'clock Eastern?
Yes, and starts louder with Crowder.com /mug club. But yes, because some other guy sits on Steven Crowder. But, you know, that's a whole other thing.
I know. There's some, yeah. Louderwithcrowder.com. That's right. Louderwithcrowder.com. And that's where they go find the Mug Club and everything else. We'll obviously put your X account up on screen. Here is a clip of former New York City COVID czar, Dr. Jay Verma. Here it is.
I actually was the one who convinced the mayor to make it a mandate.
Like, New York City found out that you were having sex parties during COVID?
Yeah, it would have been a real bear. We went to some, like, underground, like, dance party, like, underneath a bank in Wall Street. And we were all rolling, we were all taking Molly, and everybody's high. And I was so happy, because I hadn't done that in, like, a year and a half. I'm like, a year or whatever. And but I was looking around being like, I wonder if he sees it. Because this was not COVID. The only way I could do this job for the city was if I had some way to blow off steam every now and then. You know, kind of sneaky about it because hotels didn't want people gathering there. Because that was like running the entire city. My wife and I like had one with our friends like in August of like that first summer. So we rented a hotel and it was fun. We all like took like, you know, Molly and just like, eight or nine of us in our room, and everybody had a blast because everybody was like so pissed off. Because everybody was just like stuck together and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not so much about like sometimes it's just something about like bodies being close to each other, like just being like naked with friends.
Was that like when everybody was locked down?
It was like the summer of 2020, so like walk around the streets and you could be outdoors.
Did you have like any?
There wasn't any restrictions on gathering, like you could actually gather people. The hotels didn't want to have parties, but they weren't going to like.
Yeah.
It's so funny. It's like, because I did all this like deviant, like sexual stuff while I was like, you know, like on TV and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And people are like, aren't you afraid? Aren't you embarrassed? And I was like, no, actually, I'm like really like, I love being my authentic self. So the way we do it in public health is we make it very uncomfortable to unvaccinated. I don't expect you to change your behavior. I'm just going to make it really hard for you to do your job. You can't get a job. You can't go to a restaurant. You can't go to school. It's like, I'm just going to get vaccinated.
So was it technically, like, kind of forcing people?
Yeah, that's what you're doing. You force people by making them really uncomfortable.
You make them really uncomfortable. And more coming out today, 5 o'clock Eastern. Stephen, pulling back big picture, this is huge, but quite frankly, it should be even bigger, but people want to get over COVID. No, they're trying to bring it all back with all these new emergencies. They admit it, the UN treaty, but shifting gears into the election and the head of public affairs for the Southern District of New York for the feds admitting it's all a fraud, the UN head admitting it's all a fraud, all of this, and then now the attempted assassination of Trump, last Sunday, and now all the people getting sick at the rally, looking like chlorine gas or something in Tucson. With only 46 days left, what are you expecting the deep state to do now? Because they're just going wild.
Like I said, it's a lie, cheat scenario, and the lies, by the way, can happen by omission. For example, the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, they just didn't cover it and said alleged, and then they just said, well, you know what, they didn't actually get a shot off. And when he was actually shot, they said, you know what, it was a piece of prompter glass. So it doesn't really matter what happens. They want to suppress that, as well as, by the way, Kamala Harris. They want to be able to present Kamala Harris in the image that they choose. They know they can't do that if she talks. So expect her to still follow the Biden game plan, where she is going to be buried. She'll be in a basement. She'll be somewhere they only let her come out for these very, very rare instances so they can tell you who she is rather than you see her for who she is. And of course, they will demonize and villainize Donald Trump and minimize the attacks, not on just Donald Trump, but the attacks on the American people. Look, if you don't have a target on your back, you're just not successful enough according to the left yet. They will come for you. That never changes. And here's the thing. We're saying the same thing. And this is where I believe it's an evil ideology. For example, you just heard Dr. Jay Varma talking about this. And he said, you know, there's something about we needed to blow off steam, talking about his sex parties. And there's something about human contact. I agree. Now, I'm not talking about being mounted by another guy at the Waldorf, but there is something to be said for holding your mother or your father's hand with their last dying breath, which you didn't get to do. Children being able to gather with others in their community and learn as they develop all of their social skills, which they weren't allowed to do. Thanks, teachers' unions. Being able to go out and congregate, whether it's church or even going to a restaurant with loved ones, the things that make us, frankly, different from the beasts, right? So I agree with that point.
And then he does it while saying we did it to you to be mean so you'd take the poison shot, though he admits natural immunity is not just better, the shots erase your immune system. So these are true monsters, and it was the same psychological program worldwide cooked up by John Hopkins, by Bill Gates, by the UN. I mean, this is disgusting. I think these people should face criminal charges of fraud, of racketeering, telling other people you can't go to a job or see your parents in the hospital, the nursing home, and your kid's got to wear a mask and all the rest of this stuff, while he's admitting it's a fraud. I mean, this is fraud by a public official. I think he deserves prison time.
Yeah, and you know what? Let me tell you, there's some other things coming down the pipeline, and especially if, you know, people do join Mug Club, otherwise this all stops, but that I would argue, or my perspective is, could be argued are crimes against humanity. We're still crossing our T's and dotting our I's. And I want to be really clear.
You're talking about Nuremberg too. I mean, you know, according to the Nuremberg Code, forcing people, pressuring them into medical stuff, even if it's good for them, which this wasn't, is a crime against humanity.
Well, but I'm saying there's some stuff in the pipeline that I would argue is more disturbing, and people, I think that's going to be taking place next week or the week after.
Wow. Doing drips. Wait, you're saying you've got even bigger stuff.
Yes, I do. Whoa. I would say as far as crimes against humanity. And here's the thing. I want to be very clear so people don't say, oh, that's just as bad as the leftist rhetoric calling Donald Trump Hitler. Hey, if that argument is to be made, I don't want anyone out there to ever go rogue or attempt to harm somebody violently, physically. If there is a crime against humanity committed, the most healing thing that the world and this nation could do is have a trial so that everybody sees it. I would like to see it go through the process if that is the case. This is the big difference between people on the right and people on the left. It's the lie, 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 cheat. It's lie about Donald Trump. And when it's not enough, cheat, try to take him out physically. They try to steal his name. You and I know what that's like. Didn't work. Try and take his life, because at this point, what's the difference? We need him out of the picture. And there's a lot of that going on behind the scenes. And I'm telling you, it is so deeply unsettling that it's hard to sometimes find the humor in it. But when you have someone talking about, you know, being penetrated at the underground sex parties while arguing that he's still a heterosexual, there still is some comedy to be found.
Stephen, again, I'm gushing because it's true. I love your investigative team. I know the inside baseball. You're a very humble man, huge audience. You are full in for election coverage, full in. You got a lot of big surprises coming up. It is incredible what you're doing. Everybody should go to the Mug Club. What's the quickest way and best way to get all the shows, all the comedy programs, all the special reports and back? Number one reason to join Mug Club is not to just see your great, you know, daily show and all the others. It is to back this investigative unit. You're doing stuff that is right at O'Keefe level, or and in some cases even and bigger. I mean, he's had a lot longer history. We're not in competition. We're up against the globalists. But I got to say, people need to bet on you guys. How do they do that? How do they join Mug Club right now?
LateralCredit.com/Mug Club. You get it. Like you said, the Daily Show, you also get Nick DiPaolo every day. You get the extended show. But the free show and this investigative reporting, it goes away, right? We are beholden to people who support us. We hope that we've earned it. If not, tune in every day at 10 Eastern so we can hopefully earn it. And you can go mugless, where you don't get the mug, if you just want to go monthly for $9. Just that, between now and the election, helps us finish crossing our T's and dotting our I's with more of these investigative pieces that are going to be coming out.
Right.
And yeah, the election is something else. We've really bet it all on black. Black is me in this case.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon. Stephen Crowder, God bless. Great job.
Thank you. We really appreciate you, brother. Be well.
Thank you. Wow. Folks, I'm going to say this right now and then go to break in the middle of Roger Stone with big breaking news and then more. Hand Steven Crowder the ball. He'll get it in the end zone. Hand me the ball. I'll get it in the end zone. All right? It's real simple. I mean, I'm getting chills right now, and I get chills when I know I'm saying something really key. It's like Gladiator. I use that example where he comes out for the first fight, kills four dudes in like 20 seconds. He says, are you not entertained? I mean, in the information war, that's the equivalent of what we do here. I mean, we have savaged the living hell out of the New World Order, thanks to God and his protection. I'm not on a power trip about it. I'm very humble. But it's all God. But God works through you to support us, to share the articles, the videos, to tell people about the show, strangers, people you know, your email list, your text message. Send out the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or Infowars.com/show. And go to our sponsors, DrJonesNaturals.com. You'll notice most of the products are sold out there because my dad, under globalist attack, me under attack, it's his company, great supplements, you name it, is like half sold out, and he's getting all the extra money he's got. A bunch of the products come back in next month, and he's got five new products coming out. He's bet everything on keeping this on the air. So you go there, and there's almost nothing left here because he had to get all of that because they've been suing the living hell out of him as well. Support us. This is the rally point. DrJonesNaturals.com. And some of the best stuff still left there, like Next Level Financial Energy. It'll be sold out in a week. And some of the other great products. DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. InfoWarsStore.com. All the InfoWars MD line. The Nitric Boost. The CBD gummies and 1,000-milligram tincture of a top company that we private label. They sell it for $45-$50 more than we sell it for. Nobody sells this quality CBD at that price. InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support. Go there. And then if you want awesome T-shirts made by a top Patriot producer in Arkansas that makes some of the best shirts in the country for the other big talk shows to people, we're teamed up with Bigly. You go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And when you buy something, you get entered to win the truck and the $10,000 and all the rest of that, and that's fun. But it's the shirts that are great. They're amazing designs. More being added every day. It's like 50 shirts, they were correcting me. 50 great designs. And you can send in design ideas you've got to them. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And today's the last day to enter to win the truck and the $10,000 and get put in for each purchase 10 entries in the sweepstakes. It'll go to one entry next week, the week after that, five entries, then back to 10 entries, and then the contest is over, or the sweepstakes. It's all at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go there now. At least enter your email for free. You get put in once. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We need your support. Take action now. Get in the info war. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's up to you. Take action. This bad boy is the number one seller at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globalists let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Fund the operations. We fight the tyrants at point-blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
now into hour number two of this live Thursday, September 19th, 2024 transmission. We are so close, 46 days out for the most important election in world history. Roger Stone joins us for the next 30 minutes, and then we've had ChatGPT do an investigation of the apparent chemical attack the Sunday before last in Tucson, Arizona, right when Trump exited, hitting the crowd right beside him. I believe chlorine gas could have been BZ. ChatGPT, the top AI system in the world, has done an investigation of what it thinks. Wait till we get to this at the bottom of the hour in the voice of ChatGPT. Roger Stone, a lot of stations don't carry this first five, though it's huge on the Internet. So tell us what you've got coming up. Obviously, we'll look at the details, the latest on the second attempt. But you're really the expert on the Democrats calling for violence, civil war conditions, the death of Trump, Phil Mudd, all of them. They're going to put a bullet in him. The Lincoln Project, Raskin Singh, civil war conditions. I mean, they are going into overdrive right now. Roger Stone, you're very concerned about this.
No, I think it is indeed the problem. They have fostered an atmosphere of hate and division. When the highest level person in Kamala Harris's campaign, who is actually a torpedo of Barack Hussein Obama, his number one political operative and organizer, Dave Plouffe, calls for the termination of Donald Trump on his Twitter, now known as X feed, so that no one like him ever rises again. He must be terminated. I think that's shocking. That's disturbing. The White House refusing to back off this idea that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. A claim being pushed by a woman whose selection as the Democrat nominee involved no democracy whatsoever, a closed process of the bosses. And then I think we should talk about the investigation in Florida. Who's going to be in charge of that? I laud Ron DeSantis for stepping forward to conduct an aggressive investigation by the state. Steve Friend, the former FBI agent, was on my show yesterday and pointed out that joint federal-state prosecutions are not unusual, particularly since many of the laws that the alleged shooter Routh broke are indeed state laws, as you might expect. And the epic role of the Palm Beach police, who really, you know, performed exceedingly well, but with no coordination from the Secret Service.
Roger, they're desperate. I've been saying it now. I've noticed it's been picked up by people, but I've been saying it since before they tried to kill Trump in Butler on July 13th, that they know he's going to win despite all their fraud on the current trajectory. That's why they're trying to kill him. And now they did it again. This guy has total CIA connections. He's in BlackRock ads in Ukraine. He's recruiting foreign fighters. The CIA runs that. He's protected, comes in, gets a gun, is in the woods 12 hours. I mean, Roger, this is insane.
Well, not only that, but first of all, he's allegedly broke. In other words, this is a guy with a failed business who has no money, yet he's placing ads to recruit mercenaries to go fight in Ukraine. He goes to Ukraine himself, who paid for that. He is able, despite his tough conditions, able to fly from Hawaii to West Palm Beach without any problem. Unlike, say, Tulsi Gabbard, who has been placed by TSA on a secret domestic terrorist watch. It is impossible that he would be back and forth to Ukraine and not be known to our national security apparatus. In fact, he's got a Biden sticker on the pickup truck of his house in Hawaii, even though he voted in North
Carolina. And he wrote a 300-page book calling for nuclear war and giving people permission to kill Trump. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Indeed.
Stay there. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. We're going to get into all this, the campaign, the mighty Trump, and more. Global exclusive with Roger Stone straight ahead.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
A few days ago, I played a 2.5-minute compilation of Democrats calling for Trump's death. Senators, congressmen, put a bullet in him, take him out. The government's going to kill this guy. I'm not going to play the full clip here, but MSNBC on Monday said that Trump, quote, had it coming to him. Hillary said it's time to arrest Trump supporters for, quote, disinformation. Newsom signed a law that if he doesn't like a parody, you go to jail. These guys are running scared. Here's a short clip.
Take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
He is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
Roger. Even The Rock came out 2 weeks ago and said they need to stop calling for Trump's death, and he supports Trump now. The Teamsters, 60 to 30-something percent, because five didn't vote, wanted them to endorse Trump, but the leadership wouldn't, so they're not endorsing Kamala. We have some of the top billionaires that have been neutral or Democrat are now coming out and supporting Trump. Hedge fund billionaire John Paulson plans to pull money if Kamala wins, says the U.S. will totally collapse. He'll move into gold and silver and farmland and things. He has $9 billion across various sectors. We have Chris Cuomo coming out last week and apologizing to Trump. The rats are leaving the sinking ship here. But, wow, we just had another assassination attempt, Roger. And I mean, let's go over the angles of this and just the temperature being turned up by the surrogates of Kamala while she herself gave a little tacit thing about this isn't political, we shouldn't be violent. Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, as you know, all the way back in 2017, in an interview with the New American Magazine, I predicted that ultimately they would try to assassinate Trump because I knew that early in his presidency, they were going to find that he was extraordinarily tough and extraordinarily stubborn when it came to making America first. And he was not going to be, he was not going to allow them to dilute his America First agenda. Indeed, we had closed borders, deep tax cuts, regulatory cuts. He gave us energy independence. Gas was cheap. We had low inflation, started no new wars. And I knew that in the end, the American people would love that. And the only way they would ever get rid of him, as long as he was still a viable president or candidate for president, was to kill him. Now, I believe it was on this show that we showed the debut of an extraordinary prophecy by the Christian prophet Robin Bullock, who said that this reflects, this entire situation reflects a part of the Bible, Samuel 1, sections 15, 16 verses, if you will, the time of two kings. When Saul, the evil king, Saul, whose kingdom was taken from him by God because he disobeyed, tried three times to kill David, the good king. And therefore, it was his belief that there would be three attempts on Trump's life. Now, it's possible there was one when he was president that we're unaware of because it was foiled and never disclosed to the people. That actually is the Secret Service's procedure normally. But perhaps this was attempt number three. We still have unanswered questions about the very first attempt on the President Butler. We see the accused killer or the accused dead killer speaking on a cell phone, but they tell us that they are incapable of breaking into his encrypted messages to see who he may have been speaking to. We find out.
And isn't it good that DeSantis has launched a state investigation?
Yeah, I think this is very, very good news. First of all, I laud him for doing so. Again, it's not uncommon to have simultaneous federal and state prosecutions.
But he also criticized and said you can't trust the feds.
Here's what I said. First of all, I have enormous confidence in West Palm Beach County Police Chief Frank Adderley. He is an enormously capable law enforcement officer. He's a former chief of the Fort Lauderdale Police. He is revered throughout the law enforcement community as a great cop, a great investigator, and so on. So I have a lot of confidence in him. I have confidence in the other people. There's one individual, however, who's involved in this investigation, David Koerner, who is a former Democrat mayor of Palm Beach, who had what was essentially a draconian COVID-19 compliance task force that went around writing tickets to people who refused to wear masks or store owners who allowed people not wearing masks in. They set up a tip line so you could snitch on your neighbors, something that Governor DeSantis approved, but then criticized Governor Walz for instituting in Minnesota. So after the election, David Koerner, the Palm Beach mayor, who endorsed DeSantis at the last minute, big Democrat, was appointed then in the new administration as the director of the Florida Highway Patrol and the Department of Motor Vehicles. He's been online as a virulent anti-Trumper. He said he would do anything necessary to make Trump not return to the White House or go to the White House. He is a vile individual, and I think he should not be involved. Other than that, I think it's very important that we have a rigorous and honest investigation. The House Republicans, the Speaker appointed a committee, and while there's some good men on there like Clay Higgins, some of the people who should be on there like Corey Mills, who is an expert in these matters, and other veterans in the House are not appointed to the committee. And has had anybody heard anything about or from the committee since the events of January 6th?
I mean, no.
Just congressmen like Corey Mills and Clay Higgins have gone out and conducted their own investigations, and they're coming back with shocking information.
And I know Jack Posobiec has brought me in. I know his investigators. They found smoking gun stuff. We've now proven that Ronald Roe lied to Congress. He was the guy involved in the stand down. And now we even have the Senate report confirming all that. So clearly, bare minimum stand down on purpose. Crooks was totally protected. Knowing that and seeing the same type of signs here, and as you said, even the sheriff in your county coming out and saying, looks like he probably had help. What should Trump be doing right now? You know, he says he's stronger. I want to play a clip here. It's clip one. And I want you to respond to this. He says he's stronger than ever. We see that. He's even more focused, more calm. He's have more energy than ever. If that's possible, here it is.
These encounters with death have not broken my will. They have really given me a much bigger and stronger mission. They've only hardened my resolve to use my time on earth to make America great again for all Americans, to put America first, and to put America first.
They turned away over 50,000 people in Long Island yesterday. Roger, how's Trump taking all this when you talk to him without any inside baseball? And what does this do to the campaign? And what do you make of all these endorsements of Trump, even from leftist groups?
Well, first of all, it's very important to understand there was a strategic move involved here. By going to Long Island, the Nassau Coliseum holds 16,000 people, almost 66,000 people, 65,000 people, according to police estimates, showed up for this event. The media coverage in the New York market spills over to North Jersey, and New Jersey is now most definitely in play for Donald Trump, where he's closing fast in that state. So I think that he is hitting his pace. He has obviously survived the ambush on ABC, in which they put lights in his face that blinded him. in which they gave him a short microphone stand so he had to lean over. And then they assaulted him in a three-on-one fashion in which the fact-checkers, who never fact-checked Kamala, their fact-checks were actually all wrong. They're the ones who lied, not Donald Trump. He survived that setup. And you see how good he looks on the stump. So but he spoke last night on Gutfeld, and he gave full credit to God for his being on this earth. There's a serenity about him now. There's a certainty. There's a confidence he was always a confident guy. He's always a cocky guy. That's why America loved him. But I've never seen him he's in great fighting shape. He looks good. He feels good. And he knows that his campaign is gaining. The number registered, the margin that Democrats had by registration in Pennsylvania was 800. We have now shaved it to 400, and they haven't closed registration yet. We are pulling ahead in registration in many major counties. The real key here, Alex, is particularly among gun owners and Christians, there's always a disproportionate undervote. There are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who think as we do on Second Amendment issues and their reverence to God and the importance of this election in view of it, who do not vote. And if they vote, it will greatly strengthen, I think, Trump's prospects. Going on TV and giving praise to the Almighty in his own way, signals Christians across the world that his election is vital.
So bottom line, you're normally a big pessimist here, but you're saying from the intel you get everywhere, Trump is surging all over the place, including taking blue states and putting them into play as swing states.
Look, it's more complicated than that, Alex, and here's why. I think it is conceivable that President Trump will receive more votes than Kamala Harris, but not become president. The renewal of these new national executive orders regarding broad powers the government would get in the event that they determine there's foreign interference in the election, combined with a lot of the threatening statements by Merrick Garland, which basically says, no questioning of the process will be tolerated. And then secondarily, any effort to interfere with the transfer of power on January 6th will be treated very harshly. Will they try yet again to steal this through using the Russian collusion hoax strategy, which failed last time? I pray not. I think that Donald Trump is going to win, and I will breathe easier when he's sworn in. But they've already tried to kill him perhaps three times. I don't know enough about the most recent attack. I know the things in West Palm Beach are ridiculous. I mean, it's just not conceivable that this man acted alone. I still have questions, as I say, about what happened on the 13th of the month. I'm still very interested and curious about a man named Maxwell Yerrick. I had a tip that Yerrick was either involved or the shooter. I speculated it online, just pointing out that Yerrick had a criminal record of assaulting Trump supporters outside rallies in Pennsylvania. He, too, had been to Ukraine. No, I never said that he was the shooter. I said some people thought he was the actual shooter. It caused a lot of people online to compare the photographs of the dead man and this fellow Yerrick. But it occurs to me that Yerrick was in Ukraine, and the same source tells me that Yerrick was in touch with Routh in Ukraine. I am not saying this is correct. I'm saying it is an interesting allegation that somebody of authority should investigate.
Roger, this is live right now. This is a very important interview. And so I want to get this right because I put out headlines sometimes and I ask you to do this. You call me and say or text me, that's not exactly what I said. What is the headline here? Breaking exclusive. Roger Stone warns deep state may use emergency to steal election, or Roger Stone warns, deep state executive orders are designed to steal election. I mean, what are you saying here?
I think it's too early to say that.
Well, then what is that? Because a headline is everything, and not just because it's the quantifying what you're saying. You're saying Roger Stone warns Trump is surging, but deep state planning its same old dirty tricks. What's the headline for the interview?
I think that says it. You have Mary McCord and the same people over at Georgetown in their Democracy Integrity Project, where they're already talking about not certifying him. Congressman Raskin has said in an interview that the Congress will simply refuse to certify him. They're saying that when Trump sought a reexamination of the Electoral College before certification, that that was a criminal act. Now they're saying they would do the same thing. So I have those concerns. The larger he wins, the more difficult, of course, that becomes. But yes, those who tried to subvert democracy before, those who launched an illegal coup based on what they knew was fabricated evidence, the Steele dossier, and an online hack of the DNC, which never happened. Well, such people are capable of doing anything.
That leads me to this next giant point. The FBI has now confirmed, they're not even denying it, that the Iranians hacked the Trump campaign and gave it to the Democrats. ABC News spins it, tried to, no. They gave the information to the Biden team. Iranian hackers tried to interest Biden's campaign in stolen Trump info. FBI says that's AP, but the other headlines, that's really what happened. Iranian hackers caught sharing Trump campaign information with Team Biden. This is a huge deal. FBI says Iranian hackers sent unsolicited stolen data, info to people associated with the Biden campaign. So this is a real endorsement of Iran, of Kamala Harris. And I mean, I call it Biden, Obama, the blob. We now learn this is months ago before Kamala had the coup. So I guess you could say Biden, but to her as well. What do you make of this?
Well, Alex, a couple of things. The Justice Department has leaked that they are near to bringing a formal prosecution on the Iranian agent who allegedly hacked the personal emails of several individuals, including allegedly myself. I have no evidence of that. I have cooperating with the investigation, but I have no information to give. But in that case, the government will have to prove that it is Iran. So let's give them the benefit of the doubt. They have an opportunity to prove that. Right now, it's an allegation. But remember, also what they said is there was an effort to hack both of the Biden campaign, because this took place quite a few months ago, I think in June, but also the Trump campaign. The Iranians obviously would have motive to kill Donald Trump. Several under Iran, they had no money. He had so effectively used the sanctions against them that not even the Chinese would buy their oil. That meant that they couldn't finance their nuclear weapons development program. They couldn't subsidize Hamas and Hezbollah and these other radical terrorist groups to then attack Israel as they did on October 7th. It was a much safer world. They despise Trump for the sanctions. The Biden administration unfroze $190 billion to fund their regime.
Well, let's not forget John Kerry, when Trump was president, illegally did shadow diplomacy trying to undermine the United States and Trump policies. Those are serious felonies.
That is very specifically a violation of the Logan Act. Now, ironically, in the White House, it was Joe Biden, when they were standing around talking about how to set up General Mike Flynn, it was Biden who said, well, why don't we just charge him with the Logan Act? Of course, General Flynn hadn't ever violated the Logan Act. The designee for the incoming National Security Advisor talking to the Russian ambassador, there's nothing improper about that. The guy who held that job for Obama did so before he was sworn in. So that was an absurdity. But John Kerry actually violated the Logan Act. In other words, he was assuring the mullahs who were unhappy about the fact that we had cut off the cash. Remember, we not only paid them on the books billions, but we also sent pallets of cash that was essentially used for bribes. Those were off the books, but we know that it happened. So they would have every motive to want to return to milking Uncle Sam. And they know the election of Donald Trump will not allow them to do so.
Roger, we've only got about a minute and a half left. There's so much else on the radar. I'm sure after you leave, you would have wished you'd said something. What else can you impart to the viewers and listeners?
Well, look, I think that is absolutely important in terms of turnout. Turnout is going to mean everything. You see some historic things happening. Donald Trump now getting a majority and careening towards more than 50% of the Hispanic vote. This is the high watermark under George W. Bush was in the high 30s. This is a sea change. But more importantly, this Saturday, the 21st in Las Vegas, there is an event with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard in essentially their Reclaim America, Make America Healthy Again tour, where they're campaigning for Donald Trump. That's going to be in Las Vegas, just announced this Saturday. I think this realignment in our politics in which Cheney and the McCains and the Kinzingers and the warmongers support Kamala Harris, while sensible, common sense Democrats in with whom we share patriotism and love of country are moving into the Republican Party of Donald Trump. This is a historic realignment like we had in America in 1932 under Franklin Roosevelt, as we had initially under Richard Nixon in 48, although that's a multi-candidate race. But that coalition grows to elect Ronald Reagan, one of our greatest presidents, and is the basis of the modern conservative movement, populist movement, that elected Donald Trump.
Roger, always incredible, StoneZone.com. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, and God bless you, Alex.
All right, coming up, we asked ChatGPT about the apparent chemical attack Sunday before last in Tucson, Arizona. It gave us very interesting results. That is coming up. And then we've got Ian Carroll coming on. We've got so many big guests. Chase Geyser. I'm doing some very important behind-the-scenes things here to keep us on air. So I'm going to be ducking out at this point. I'll be back in a few hours for more special reports this afternoon. Stay with us for Chase Geyser and the ChatGPT analysis of the attack and so much more. Now, before I go any further, this is game time. I don't need to sell you on supporting the broadcast, but I'm not asking for straight donations. I'm asking you to get great products at InfoWarsStore.com, great supplements at DrJonesNaturals.com. We need your support. I want to thank those that have been supporting, and I'll encourage those that haven't. You need the Next Level Foundational Energy. You need the Colloidal Silver. You need the Kava Chill and the Rocket Rest and the great Nootropic Brain Boost, Top Brain. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com. That's critical to supporting the broadcast and keeping us on air. Plus, the great products. Go now to drjonesnaturals.com, and I humbly thank you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for all the amazing products as well, like the Nitric Boost that's so critical to your cardiovascular system, and, of course, the entire InfoWars MD line with the CBD gummies and 1,000-milligram tincture that's so good for inflammation, whole body. That is massively discounted, and the lowest prices you'll find on CBD of that quality anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then today is the last day to get 10x entries for every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com when you get amazing Patriot t-shirts, the best designs out there, ball caps and more. That's critical. And you can win the truck and the $10,000. It's amazing. It's all there at the site, thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back with huge news. You want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today. It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine is literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life. They're being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks, they're the Trailblazers, they're the Outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the Outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today? It's real simple. You go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geyser, taking over the microphone, sitting in the chair for the remainder of the show. We have an amazing broadcast lined up for you. Guests like Ian Carroll and others will be taking your calls in the final hour today. And right off the bat, I want to pitch to this ChatGPT response. So what I did
was I gave ChatGPT all of the details from the Arizona Globe article and other details that I could find about this apparent chemical attack on Trump and Trump supporters in Tucson, Arizona on what I believe was last Thursday. And I gave it the details and I basically said, hey, analyze this article and these details and then list and describe what chemicals or agents may have been used to cause this attack. And then after I did all that analysis, I said to it, I said, all right, now write an article, a report, an analysis about this in the style of Alex Jones. It spit out this huge text. I read the text into a microphone in my own voice. It's about 6 minutes long. And then I had another AI convert my voice to Alex's voice as it sounded on September 12th of 2001. So we're going to pitch to this right now. What you are listening is ChatGPT analyzing the attempted assassination of Trump and murder of his supporters at this rally in Tucson, analyzed by ChatGPT in the voice of Alex Jones from September 12th, 2001. Run it.
Ladies and gentlemen, patriots of America, we've got a situation on our hands that stinks to high heaven. And I'm here to tell you the truth that the mainstream media won't touch. Last week in Tucson, Arizona, a city that's become a hotbed for radical leftist activity, something sinister went down at President Trump's rally, something that might just be one of the most blatant attacks on American patriots we've seen in recent history. Let me break it down for you. The setup, a rally under siege. Donald Trump, the man who's been fighting tooth and nail to save this country from the globalist agenda, held his first post-debate rally in Tucson. But that's not the real story here. The real story is what happened after the rally ended. The aftermath, mysterious symptoms for a covert chemical attack. Well, approximately 20 attendees, mostly from the Latinos for Trump group, who had proudly stood on stage, began to experience disturbing symptoms shortly after the rally. We're talking about burning eyes, blurred vision, swollen faces, and in some cases, full-blown chemical burns that required emergency medical attention. Pastor Eli Moreno, a man of God, and his wife Francesca were among the first to be hit. Mrs. Moreno's symptoms were so severe that she had to rush to the ER, where doctors flushed her eyes and referred her to an ophthalmologist. Another attendee, Myra Rodriguez, ended up in the ER with such intense burning in her eyes that she could barely open them. The Arizona Globe reports that multiple rallygoers who were all seated on the same side of the stage where Trump made his entrance suffered the same fate. Their faces turned red, their skin peeled, and their eyes were on fire. Now, what could cause these kinds of symptoms? We're not talking about some mild irritant here. This sounds like the work of a chemical agent. The symptoms these patriots experienced are consistent with exposure to a powerful chemical irritant, possibly something like CS gas, otherwise known as tear gas, or pepper spray, but with a twist. The delayed onset and severity of the burns points to something more sinister, perhaps even a blistering agent like mustard gas or an unknown toxic chemical designed to cause maximum harm without immediate detection. The fact that these patriots were specifically targeted, people who were on stage with Trump, the very heart of his support, cannot be a coincidence. We are witnessing the rise of a new kind of warfare, one where our enemies, both foreign and domestic, will stop at nothing to silence us. Chemical attacks, psychological operations, deep state sabotage, this is the reality we're living in, and it's only going to get worse unless we stand up and fight back. So what was used in Tucson? Well, let's do a deep dive into the chemical attack on Trump rallygoers. Patriots, we need to get to the bottom of what happened in Tucson, Arizona, because the evidence points to something far more insidious than what's being reported. Last week's rally for President Trump ended with dozens of attendees suffering from symptoms that can only be described as a result of a chemical attack. We're talking about chemical burns, severe eye irritation, facial swelling, and more, all signs that a covert operation was in play. So what could have caused these symptoms? Let's break down the possibilities using both historical knowledge and the information at hand. Well, the symptoms are a clue to the culprit. First, let's recap. Burning eyes, blurred vision, severe eye pain, facial swelling, chemical burns to the skin and eyes, delayed onset approximately 30 minutes after exposure. These aren't just mild irritations. These are severe symptoms indicative of exposure to a potent chemical agent. The delayed onset is particularly telling. It suggests a substance that doesn't immediately trigger the body's alarm systems, allowing it to do more damage before the victim even realizes something is wrong. Given the symptoms and the context, here are the most likely candidates for what was used. CS gas, otherwise known as tear gas, with a twist. What it is, well, CS gas, commonly known as tear gas, is used by law enforcement for crowd control. It causes intense irritation to the eyes, skin, and respiratory system. It fits because it's designed to disperse crowds and cause temporary incapacitation. However, in a confined space or with prolonged exposure, it can cause severe burns and long-term damage. Delayed symptoms could be due to a higher concentration or a modified version that's more potent than the standard issue. While tear gas could cause many of the reported symptoms, it's usually quickly recognized by its distinctive smell and immediate effects, which doesn't perfectly align with the delayed onset reported. Could it be pepper spray or OC gas? While pepper spray can cause severe irritation, especially if delivered in high concentration or close range, the facial swelling and eye damage reported could result from a concentrated blast of pepper spray or a similar capsaicin-based agent. However, like tear gas, pepper spray's effects are usually immediate and typically identified quickly by its peppery scent and the intense immediate burning sensation. Now, mustard gas or sulfur mustard. Why it fits? The symptoms match almost perfectly. Mustard gas causes severe eye irritation, burns, and swelling with effects that appear after a delay. This makes it a prime candidate for a covert attack designed to incapacitate without immediate detection. However, mustard gas is heavily regulated and difficult to acquire. Its use would indicate a serious escalation, suggesting a highly sophisticated operation beyond the scope of a typical protester attack. Thallium or other toxic chemical. Thallium poisoning can lead to severe visual disturbances, facial swelling, and skin irritation matching the symptoms described. Delay onset is a hallmark of thallium, which can be ingested, inhaled, or absorbed through the skin. However, thallium symptoms are usually more systemic, causing hair loss and organ failure over time. The specificity of the eye and skin symptoms suggests something more directly irritating to these tissues. The likeliest scenario is a hybrid or novel chemical agent. Given the available information, it seems likely that the attack involved a modified or hybrid chemical agent designed to evade immediate detection. This could be a variant of tear gas or pepper spray, enhances the delay symptoms, or something more sinister like a blistering agent or a toxic chemical with similar effects. The fact that the symptoms appeared after a delay and affected a specific group of people suggests a targeted attack, possibly delivered through a method designed to avoid immediate detection, such as an aerosol mist or a slow-releasing agent hidden in the venue. This attack wasn't just an assault on Trump supporters. It was a test, a dry run for future operations. The perpetrators wanted to see if they could get away with it, and so far they have.
Well, there you have it, folks. ChatGPT's analysis suggests that what was used was likely a novel chemical agent or a hybrid of existing chemical agents. And it even said, if it was subtle, you may have noticed, it even said that the fact that there was a late onset of the effects of whatever happened implies a highly sophisticated attack on Trump and the rally goer, something unlikely using conventional means, or if it was some radical protester that did it, it seems like a deep state attack. That's the ChatGPT analysis spoken to you in the voice of Alex Jones from September 12th, 2001. And there's a couple of things about this that are alarming. Obviously, the most alarming thing is the fact that it seems like there was an attempt on Trump's life. But the fact that this happened on Thursday, and I was scrolling on my phone yesterday evening at 5 or 6 p.m., and I saw a tweet from Leading Report, an absolutely amazing page that I follow. I highly recommend following them and do great reporting, that said the Arizona Globe was reporting there may have been an attempt or a chemical attack at a rally in Tucson. This is from a week ago now that this is coming out. So they hid this information. What's going on? And when I looked into it and I Googled it, I found that that local news report was uploaded to YouTube yesterday and only had like 10,000 views at the time or something like that. So I called Alex and I said, Alex, check this out. I've corroborated it. Obviously, there's not enough information to know for sure what happened, but this is a major story. It's abundantly likely. I'd give it a 90% in my estimation that this was a chemical attack on Trump meant to kill him with collateral damage of the rally goers. I mean, one side of the stage is impacted, the side where he entered the stage and then exited the stage. The other side isn't impacted. There's over 20 people, apparently, according to the reporting, that were hospitalized or sought some form of medical attention. Trump, thank God, for some reason, unless they've kept it a secret, doesn't seem to have been harmed at all. And I'm trying to figure out what this was. One thing that comes to mind is it seems likely that anyone who shook hands with Trump may have got whatever this agent was on their hands, and if they rubbed their eyes or their face like we all do throughout the day, that could have been what caused these symptoms. And it's possible maybe Trump was wearing makeup, or maybe he just doesn't like to rub his face, and that's why he didn't have these effects. But I suspect that somebody shook his hand and put that agent on his hand. They maybe had a covering or some antidote or immunity. And then when he shook everybody's hand entering or exiting the stage, that it cross-contaminated, and then they rubbed their faces later, and there was that late onset attack. That's what I'm interested in, is whether this was an aerosol thing or a topical thing. I think aerosol probably would have affected more people in the room. I'm not somebody who's abundantly knowledgeable about the nature of these agents. I think there was something that was put on Trump's hand, and that he washed his hands before he touched his face at the end of this speech in Tucson. That's why he wasn't affected. That's why so many others were affected, touching him, shaking his hand there in the front. This seems to me abundantly likely to have been the case. And my wife comes home last night. She works on Monday through Wednesday nights, so I watch the kids. She comes home about 9 o'clock or so. Maybe it was a little bit before 9 o'clock. And I say to her, I say, Kaylee, there's been apparently a third attempt on Trump's life. I show her the details. She can't believe it. And then we watched the Civil War movie on HBO, which is a propaganda piece about justifying the assassination of the president of the United States the whole time. And it was just so macabre to see this Civil War propaganda piece produced by A24 that celebrates and aggrandizes the assassination of a right-wing leader, celebrates real insurrection, real civil war, claims that it's unbiased, where the whole time the protagonists are the journalists and the antagonists are right-wingers. And you know it's an attack on right-wingers because the president is played by a character who was criticized subtly in the movie for disbanding the FBI. So they've made this Trump character in this movie. The whole movie is about getting closer and closer to him, overthrowing him and assassinating him without a trial. Just right there on the ground, and the journalists are amazing. War crime after war crime depicted. It's something like you would see out of Full Metal Jacket, where you've got 50 caliber machine guns used to just annihilate prisoners of war. And they're celebrating this with like hip-hop music in the background, and everybody's smiling and laughing in slow motion as these right-wing fascists are victims of a war crime. I mean, they even kill his press secretary. He comes out to negotiate his surrender at the end. Say, no, no quarter, no surrender, and they celebrate it. This type of stuff, this type of messaging is a symptom of leftist ideology. And we could talk all day long about rhetoric causing violence. I avoid that talking point because I hate it when the left does it. When the left blames rhetoric or a YouTube video for Benghazi. When the left blames rhetoric for what happened on January 6th, even though it was obviously a false flag operation sponsored and catalyzed by the federal government itself, the deep state itself. When they blame rhetoric for any attack or injustice that happens, and then we see these assassination attempts on Trump, and we go back and we blame the rhetoric. The rhetoric is not the problem. The problem is the ideology. And the only people who are responsible for their actions are the people who conduct those specific actions. So if I do something radical or illegal because someone said something to me that inspired me to do it, it's not that person's fault. It is my fault that I have made the decision to do said thing. The rhetoric is not the issue, but this propaganda that we see, though it may cause and inspire and catalyze some of these radical behaviors, it's not the primary cause. It's the first symptom. It's the first piece of evidence that the ideology manifests these ideas, beliefs, and motives. Leftism wants to conduct insurrection. Leftism wants civil war to happen. Leftism believes in the political assassinations. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton. We came, we saw, he died. In reference to Gaddafi, who was not necessarily a good guy, but the only reason we wiped him out is because he was messing with our currency as the global reserve by suggesting oil be traded in a different currency. And making motions to do that. That's why we went in there. And so we know that political assassinations are not something that is beneath the left. In fact, it's kind of been their standard operating procedure in terms of making political change and impact throughout the world since World War II. Every leftist revolution, communist, socialist, whatever, always winds up with the assassination of innocent people and leaders. Entire families in the basement in Russia, assassinated, just shot. Woken up, taken to the basement, shot. This is an ideology that not only believes in the assassination of political dissidents, the persecution of political opponents, but it believes in the depopulation of entire swaths of people. And what they do after they put you on contraceptives, after they encourage you to get abortions for decades, reducing our population so that we're not actually reproducing Native Americans at a fast enough rate to replace those of us who are dying, the generation who is aging out of its place on this earth, then they use that as a justification to catalyze the invasion of our country to replace these people with Haitians, with Venezuelans, with Argentinians, with Mexicans, with whoever from all over the world, just through the southern border. They use as an excuse to bring people in because they're, the labor force is disappearing. The labor force is disappearing. We have to bring these people in, but they really want to bring them in so they can ship them to swing states like Ohio so that when they grant them amnesty and a quick path to citizenship and register them to vote, there's suddenly 20,000 Democratic voters of Haitian descent in places like Springfield, Ohio, which previously had only 36,000 people living there. What they are doing is sponsoring an invasion, which they have made arguably necessary because they've sterilized the population over the last 50 years. And then once that invasion is complete, they're just going to grant amnesty and citizenship to all of these people who will almost certainly vote 90% Democrat, and they're specifically sending them to swing states like Ohio. They're trying to make the United States of America a one-party state, and they know that's an abundantly unpopular idea. And because that idea is so unpopular, Donald Trump is winning by alarming margins, despite what you see in the polls and the mainstream media. And they know that. That's why they've tried to kill him now three times, at least three times. July 13th, they shot him in the face. Last Thursday, they appear to have tried to have killed him with some novel late onset chemical agent. Then Ryan Ralph, who looks like the poster boy for MK Ultra on Sunday, three times. And the left tries to water it down. You have the Krasnsteins coming out and listing how many assassination attempts there were on Adolf Hitler to make the case that just because someone's been faced attempted assassination multiple times doesn't mean that they're a good person. What he fails to understand is that the people trying to assassinate Adolf Hitler were trying to assassinate the head Nazi. The people trying to assassinate Donald Trump are literally Nazi sympathizers who have been to Ukraine, who have dyed their hair Ukrainian colors. When Elkins Park in Pennsylvania has an iron cross with the Ukrainian trident on it in a cemetery, a giant statue of an iron cross, when you have Canadian Parliament giving standing ovations to former SS officers, when you have the Azov battalion getting busted in international news for wearing Nazi paraphernalia on interviews, and then these news outlets have to come out and apologize for it, the Ukrainian soldiers are Nazi sympathizers. They lived under communism when Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union. They starved as a result of it. When the Nazis came in, they thought it was relief from communism. And to this day, they still celebrate Nazism as a result of that because they felt the pains of communism as well. Over 200,000 Ukrainians volunteered for the Nazi army during World War II after it was annexed or occupied by Nazis. They volunteered, over 200,000 of them. And they fought against the Russians. And they conducted mass depopulations and massive war crimes. I mean, there's no such thing as a war when all sides, where all sides don't conduct some war crime. When you look at what we did in World War II with our carpet bombing of Dresden and bombing of cities in Japan, we certainly committed war crimes as well. You see, I'm someone who understands that all nations and all people are equally capable of evil. It's abundant self-righteousness and abundant hubris to claim that any nation is morally superior than any other nation, or any group of people, rather, is morally superior to any other group of people. I mean, we have a left right now that is criticizing Russia as abundantly immoral for what it's done to Ukraine with this invasion, when for the past 20 years, what we did to Iraq was exactly the same. We lied about weapons of mass destruction. We invaded for no reason. We overthrew its legitimate government. The conflict resulted in estimates over 500,000 civilians dead as a result. And then we left everything in shambles. Now, less than 3 years later, really honestly, within months, because we left Afghanistan in, what was it, September of 2021? And by February of 2022, Russia had invaded Ukraine. Within months of our two decades of doing much worse to other nations in the Middle East, we are criticizing Russia for what Russia is doing to Ukraine. The difference is Russia actually has reason to do what it's doing to Ukraine. We had no reason to do what we did to Iraq. No justifiable reason other than protecting the financial interests of the military-industrial complex and propping up our currency, which is a lie based off of the petrodollar. So I understand that the government of the United States, not America, the government of the United States is just as capable of evil as any other number of these superpowers. And that's why we have the Second Amendment, folks. Our forefathers understood that the very nation, the very government that they established would become just as capable of evil as the government that they rebelled against, that they revolted against, that they declared independence from. And that's why they put these protections into the Constitution of the United States, because the people always have to be protected from the interests and audacity of any government. So we need to step away from this notion that we're morally superior, or that Israel's morally superior, or that Hamas is morally superior, or that Russia or Ukraine's morally superior. All these governments, all of these entities, all of these organizations are equally capable and incentivized to commit great evil acts. We as a people have a duty to stand up to our own government and demand better leadership, demand better policy, demand justice itself. And not allow for this propaganda to just go unnoticed. Not allow for them to gaslight us and lie about their motives and incentives and desires. Not allow for them to claim that their leftist ideology doesn't secretly harbor a great desire to annihilate, kill, assassinate, kidnap, depopulate, rape, and murder massive swaths of the human population, specifically, firstly, those who are considered political dissidents. It is absolutely disgusting, folks. We've got Ian Carroll coming up at the top of the hour. We're coming up on a break right now. Please go to the Alex Jones Store. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get any number of our products. Every dollar you spend, folks, on that website enters you 10 times, today only, 10 times into a contest to win the most badass truck that I've ever seen. Honestly, driving that truck is the second best feeling in the world, folks. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and be the reason that we are still on the air.
This bad boy is the number one seller at thealexjonesstore.com. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globalists let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Fund the operations. We fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. thealexjonesstore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world,
A daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
From what we learn about the recent would-be Trump assassin, he seems to have clearly been an asset of the deep state. He's been criminally charged over 100 times, including once for possessing an unregistered fully automatic firearm. He was recruiting mercenaries to fight in Ukraine and was on the mainstream news to discuss this.
This conflict is definitely black and white. This is about good versus evil. We're battling a situation here where, you know, the Ukrainians and the rest of the world are caring and kind and generous and unselfish. And for some reason, Russia does not grasp this concept that we're all one unit. Seems asinine that we have a leader in a country that does not understand the concept of being unselfish and being generous.
He appeared in a video promoting the Azov Brigade. And despite all this, he was somehow able to get a rifle across state lines and within shooting distance to Donald Trump just 2 months after a failed assassination attempt. As Edward Snowden pointed out, there is an Oswald vibe here. And he's right. Almost every assassination conspiracy in history has the same telltale signs. Take deep state heavyweight George H.W. Bush, for instance. Although he said he didn't remember where he was that day, George Bush was in Dallas when JFK was shot. He confidentially reported into the FBI with a cryptic message an hour after the assassination from the Sheraton Dallas Hotel. During this time, George Bush was covertly working for the CIA. CIA asset George de Marinschilt, who became friends with Lee Harvey Oswald a year before the JFK assassination, was family friends with George Bush. Bush wrote in an internal CIA memo that he first met him in the early 40s and was associated with him for over a decade. Fast forward to when George Bush was vice president alongside President Ronald Reagan, and Reagan was shot by John Hinckley. The Hinckley family was friends with the Bush family since the 1950s when they were neighbors in Midland, Texas. The Hinckleys were donors to George Bush's political campaigns and supported George W. when he first launched his political career. The families were still close at the time of the shooting, but this was ignored by the media. George Bush's son, Neil Bush, said that he was scheduled to have dinner with John Hinckley's brother, Scott, the day after the shooting, and told the press that Scott Hinckley had been at his house for his surprise birthday party a couple months earlier. John Hinckley Jr. was living with his parents during the time he shot Reagan. His father, John Hinckley Sr., was employed at World Vision, a nonprofit funded by CIA proxy USAID. The lone gunman who shot and killed John Lennon, Mark David Chapman, was also an employee of World Vision. In the fall of 1980, Hinckley was arrested at Nashville Airport carrying three guns and was believed to have been stalking President Jimmy Carter, the political opponent of George Bush at the time. The police let him go. Right after that, Hinckley was reportedly stalking the actress Jodie Foster and claimed to have been hearing voices in his head. Notes written by Hinckley were later found where he wrote of a conspiracy to assassinate the president. This was dismissed by his parents as being an imaginary conspiracy and ignored by the court. Dozens of pages concerning Hinckley's personality, his associates, and his financials were deleted by the FBI, and it was decided that Hinckley was insane and acting alone. He was sent to St. Elizabeth's Mental Hospital, a hospital with a long history of involvement with the CIA's MK Ultra program. This is just a quick glimpse at one of the many old soldiers of the deep state. This sort of thing has been going on forever. The only difference now is that the younger generation, most likely victims of trauma-based mind control themselves,
don't seem to have the skills or the motivation that their parents and grandparents once had. And because of the internet, more people are seeing it and pushing for the truth. And maybe someday we will stand up against it rather than watch it slowly eat us all. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today. It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser. Joining me is Ian Carroll on The Alex Jones Show. Ian, I'm so sorry to be sitting in this chair instead of Alex Jones, but he did tell me that he wanted to book you again next week so that you could be on with him as well. I have been a fan of your work for... I probably came across you maybe a month ago, and I've just been following everything that you post. It's absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing and for coming on the show and being patient with me today.
Dude, it's an honor to talk to you, Chase. I was just watching the reporting you were doing in the last hour, and your reporting is always spot on, man. Couldn't be more pleased to be here.
I appreciate that, man. Well, it's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. So typically when this celebrity stuff comes out, I kind of ignore it because the Hollywood stuff is often a distraction, and of course they're just living these hedonistic lifestyles, but there's something about this Diddy story that seems definitely relevant to the political conversation. It seems kind of like a clone of some of the Epstein reporting that we saw. Can you please just kind of explain to me, as someone who knows very little about the details of this case and what's going on, and for the sake of the audience, there are many in the audience who probably aren't major P. Diddy fans, who might not be familiar with the details, what happened and what have you discovered that isn't being reported?
I mean, I'm with you. I'm not a P. Diddy fan either, and I basically tuned out of rap music when I was a kid, when rap took this weird turn from people writing thoughtful lyrics to gangster rap and hoe culture and everything else. And these lawsuits and allegations and charges really highlight how and why that happened. And so if anyone's not familiar, P. Diddy is an instrumental figure in the rap industry. He's a producer that runs a large portion of the rap industry through his Bad Boy Records. And at first it started with rumors in the rap industry for a long time about Diddy. And those have been going on for over a decade. Sure. And then Cassandra Ventura dropped a lawsuit about his abuse of her when she was his girlfriend that was very salacious and very dark and gross. That ended in a settlement, and a lot of the details were obscured. And then last year, another lawsuit dropped from a producer named Lil Rod, who had worked with Diddy on an album that alleged all kinds of spicy dirt. It didn't just allege that P. Diddy was involved. It directly named Lucian Grange, the CEO of Universal Music Group, UMG was responsible for 33 out of the top 100 songs on last year's top 100. Yeah. It directly named a whole bunch of other people involved in the industry. It talked about a massive conspiracy, not just of drugs, guns, sex trafficking, but also minors, hidden cameras wired up in all of Diddy's homes, recording blackmail footage at all of these freak-off parties. And it started to look a lot more like a Jeffrey Epstein-style operation running in the rap industry. those bigger pieces are missing from the actual reports from his recent arrest. But it's unclear whether that's because they're actually covering it up or whether it's because they're working their way through a RICO investigation and they're only dropping charges little by little so that they can fry bigger and bigger fish.
Now, many people have speculated that the Epstein blackmail operation was at its core politically motivated. With the Diddy blackmail, from our speculation and what we've seen and what you've seen, does it seem to be more business motivated, or do you think that it was politically backed?
This is where you really have to get into some interesting speculation and put on your own brand of tinfoil, but it's hard to distinguish the line between politics and culture in today's world, especially when you think about like the Taylor Swift endorsement of Kamala Harris and other such celebrity sort of projections of opinion. And if you think about Jeffrey Epstein, he was really good at swimming through all sorts of powerful circles in Hollywood, in politics, in science. But one place where Jeffrey Epstein would not have been able to swim and create blackmail was in black culture, was in the hip hop and rap industry, which is a very big part of American subculture and is a very big part of sort of the way that kids grow up thinking about the world and the way that a huge portion of America thinks and votes, as well as spends money. And so from the political angle, there is a huge value to having blackmail in the rap industry. But from a money angle, there's also huge value in controlling the rap industry, because the rap industry is unique in the sense that it is deeply tied to not just a large portion of consumerism, but also to drugs and liquor and partying and the whole way that young people grow up thinking about sort of what is their meaning of life. And that's where you start to get to these kind of wild, darker conspiracy theories that seem to have more and more evidence every year of operations that are specifically designed to corrupt young people's minds, because I can't think of any soil more fertile for a blackmail culture than a culture where kids are growing up into being adults that idolize partying and drugs and debauchery and sex, right?
Right.
And so in a certain way, there's a lot of different avenues of
utility. Well, a lot of that was happening in the late 60s when MK Ultra was in its prime. We had the hippie movement, which was its own version of this. Both advocated a hedonistic lifestyle for different reasons, right? The hippies really had this peace and love, do whatever you want, kind of hedonistic, polyamory type culture that disguised itself behind this just peaceful, loving philosophy. But it was the same behaviors that came out of that we see come out of this rap culture, which is just explicitly stating it wants to do these bad things for the sake of its own success and satisfaction, right? So even though the face of what is happening has changed between the hippie movement, of course, in rap, the outcome is the same. People living a hedonistic lifestyle, putting off the having children and starting families, doing a bunch of drugs. I mean, a lot of the hippies that were all peace and love wound up really screwed up, and you can see it captured perfectly in Forrest Gump with what happened to Jenna, right?
And also it's worth noting that the hippie movement in a lot of ways subverted what was at first a very cogent and organized anti-war movement protesting Vietnam, and then the introduction of the drugs and the partying and the rock and roll turned what was sort of like a suit and tie anti-war protest into a kind of debauched, disorganized movement.
Right.
Of like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And so you look at today's world and you think, okay, black people have a lot of gripes with the modern world, but if they're all subverted into partying and drinking and showing off their chains, they're not going to be a huge problem for the establishment.
Absolutely. So here's the next question. If this has been going on for decades, I mean, you go back and see South Park episodes from 10 years ago, you can see Ashton Kutcher interviews where he's talking about how he can't tell the details of what happened at some of these freak-off parties. If this has been going on and rumored for decades, similar to what was rumored about Weinstein, why now is he facing the music? No pun intended.
Yeah, well, I love this question, because you can go all the way to the depths of like, there's a controlled operation going on, to pure coincidences, and it's hard to parse out the evidence of why now with any concrete certainty. But it does feel like we've been getting a sort of like mounting disclosure. And regardless of where you fall on your personal belief of how organized sort of the political resistance to this evil is, I think that there is an argument to be made that everything has an equal and opposite reaction. And so the more debauched our culture and our world gets, the more internal pushback in good people there is. And so I think you can only take the world into so much evil before good pushes back. And I think that that's what we're seeing, is that we're seeing good pushing back in all realms, political, cultural, like social. And so I like to be optimistic, because otherwise the world is so depressing. And I think that we're going to see a lot more. I don't think that this is going to be a shut and closed case. I think they might try to kill Diddy, but I'm not sure they're going to succeed, because just like when the 2020 election had all sorts of weird things going on that year, people weren't really prepared to deal with all that weirdness and corruption. But this year, 2024, there's a lot more organized resistance. There's a lot more poll watchers. And so I think that naturally you can only get away with evil for so long before the light shines in.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a motif in some of our most revered and cherished stories, like whether it's Star Wars or Lord of the Rings, this notion that evil slowly over even thousands of years accumulates more and more power unnoticed by good people just tucked away in the Shire until it's almost too late to respond to it. And then it's like a miracle that there's enough resistance at the last second. Like they would have waited 1 week later to start the mission to bring the ring to Mordor, it would have been too late, right? That's a motif. And I think that's one of the biggest weaknesses of I don't even want to say Republicans, because Republicans, I believe in the uniparty, of patriotic Americans is a better way to put it. One of the biggest weaknesses, I think, of patriotic Americans is that we're always reactive to assaults on our freedoms instead of proactive about protecting them, right? The left is very progressive. They're very proactive. They constantly launch attacks and assaults, and we're constantly trying to react. So they're the white pieces in the chess game. They get the first move, and that's a disadvantage for us perpetually.
Absolutely. And I think that there's something sort of coded into like liberal versus conservative mindsets, like you say, is like progressive is naturally taking action and conservative is naturally trying to hold back and like maintain what's been. And I think that at a certain point, like certainly we've had a uniparty for a long time, but you can only run sort of mainstream propaganda in one direction. You can't mainstream propaganda, like the whole news world can't all be saying that the left is good and the right is good at the same time. Mm-hmm. And at a certain point around Bush to Obama transition, and from my perspective, there seems to have been a major shift from turning the sort of mainstream narrative towards the left, because I think that in a modern world with the internet, with all this interconnectedness, I think there's a lot more opportunity for control in the ideology of the greater good, in the ideology of like social progressivism, because suddenly you can sort of trick people into becoming the thought police. You can trick people into doing all sorts of things as long as you control the information space. And so they went from controlling things through money and politics and just straight up warmongering to sort of controlling information and creating this mind virus of collective groupthink that has really eaten our culture for the last 20 years. And I think that it's starting to come unraveled.
Well, we've seen too from the deep state that freedom of speech has never been more under attack in the United States, in my opinion, than it is now. I mean, you can go back to Ginsburg and Howell and things like that and make a case that there was an attack on freedom of speech in the 50s and 60s. But it seems like for the last decades, freedom of speech was always okay in the eyes of the deep state as long as they had a monopoly on what the conversation was. So you can say whatever you want to say, but we have such control over the narrative and the conversation because there's only 3 to 5 major networks, you know, back in the old days of cable. Through Mockingbird, they got in and infiltrated all the major media outlets as part of the Cold War, you know, Red Scare type thing. And there was never an assault on freedom of speech because the conversation was contained under control. But with the advent of social media and the internet, yes, they can control with algorithms and manipulations in a more powerful way, but it is poked holes in the ship that is their monopoly over the conversation with places like X and Telegram and others, which are under attack on their own. Now they don't control the conversation with a total monopoly. So then we see them compensating by trying to attack freedom of speech directly with the Tim Walz is coming out and saying that misinformation isn't protected. I had people replying to me yesterday on X saying that lies aren't protected free speech. And I just said that is a lie in of itself. How is this going to play out? And I'm somebody who, even if the black pill is the correct pill, I refuse to swallow it because it guarantees our failure as a species if we concede defeat prematurely. And so I'm not willing to take that risk of being black-pilled because the black pill guarantees that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So what is next? How is this going to play out? What do we do? It seems like they tried to attack, to assassinate Trump three times now. I'm worried about Elon Musk. I'm worried about Alex Jones. What the hell is going to happen in the next 6 months, Ian?
I agree 100% about the black pill. Our thoughts create reality. They're very powerful. And being pessimistic is a surefire way to lock yourself into a bad future. I think that in the way you just described, the media was so controlled when it was centralized before we had the internet, and that's a pretty easy space to control, and Mockingbird did it pretty well. But with the advent of social media, we thought that we got a lot more free speech, but I think that until Elon bought X, we didn't actually realize that that was not free speech, right? Before Elon bought X, every single platform was actually controlled. We learned through the Twitter files that the CIA was directly, and other government agencies were directly just messaging all of these platforms and saying, you need to censor this, take this down, ban those accounts. And it's so obvious now that we have what is almost free speech on X that what we had before was actually controlled from the get-go. Because ever since MySpace, like Facebook, Instagram, like you name it, old Twitter, all of those were controlled in the exact same way. And so once Elon bought X and took it private, so it could no longer be attacked through the standard ways that public corporations are controlled, that's when we open the floodgates. And that's why I'm so optimistic right now. And that's why I think they're on the back foot and scrambling to get control of the narrative, because now that we have free speech and it's so much faster than the mainstream media, like mainstream media is being forced to report on all these assassination attempts because we're the ones reporting on it first. And shows like yours are breaking actual news with actual evidence and information. And once it's on the public space, then the news can't ignore it. They can't just openly like lie. You know, there's a line that they can't cross. And so Elon having X open and then other platforms like Rumble and Gab and whatever else, those are sort of paving the way to force the conversation to be more free. And I think that they have no answer to that other than to try to go directly after the First Amendment. And I don't think they can pull that off, because despite the brainwashing that's happened, despite the propaganda, I think that there's an element where once you start going after the most basic human liberties like free speech, there's really no way to distinguish yourself from the USSR and other tyrannical regimes throughout history. And that is going to be self-apparent, self-evident to, you know, millions of Democrats and people that were otherwise taken in by the propaganda. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's going to work.
You know, I agree with you. And what you said about the deep state having control and attacking freedom of speech on social media in recent years especially is certainly true. They seem to have still had that monopoly up until X was privatized. But there does seem to have been a honeymoon period with some of these big tech platforms 10 or 15 years ago before they had been completely compromised. Like, for example, I discovered who Alex Jones was because YouTube in 2012 suggested to me the Bohemian Grove documentary as a suggested video to watch based on watching Ron Paul videos or something, right? That would never happen now. I think there was a time when free speech was abundantly prevalent on the internet, 2012, 2010. You know, gosh, that's 14, 15 years ago now. It's just, time flies when you're having fun. But then around 2016, they really hammered down against it. What are your thoughts on that dynamic?
I think you're absolutely correct. And I think that it was in that early phase that they realized how screwed they were if they let that keep going. And so they quickly locked down all those platforms that were spreading you know, information freely. But another example is that every now and then a platform comes along that is not controlled yet. And usually that can't happen within the mainstream, like, American landscape, because corporatism is so powerful and monopolies are so protected. But TikTok is a great example of a business that came to power overseas where it wasn't captured already. And once it came into America and took American youth by storm, there was a honeymoon period where TikTok's speech was very free and things were spreading very fast through features like the download button. And that freaked them out. And for a couple of years there, people were flocking to TikTok because that's where information was. And fortunately, I got in there right before they started to clamp it down. And it was the first TikTok ban that they attempted, where they put in Project Texas. And basically, they threatened to get rid of TikTok unless you agree to these terms. And those terms were bringing all of TikTok's data centers and oversight over TikTok's algorithms into U.S. soil under the oversight of Oracle Corporation. And if anyone's not familiar with Oracle Corporation, it was founded by Larry Ellison right after he shut down his CIA project called Oracle, and then he opened this totally different business called Oracle Corporation, which was a CIA contractor for the first really ever since. It survived off CIA money for many years, and Larry is one of the leading proponents of a government surveillance state to this day.
Well, I mean, just look at the Oracle reference from The Matrix. The character of the Oracle is this all-knowing, omniscient, omnipotent being. That's what that must have been the inspiration.
Ever since that court case, that TikTok has been sliding downhill faster and faster ever since then, about a year ago, because censorship has ramped up incredibly hard on TikTok. And I started there, and I'm basically now just an ex-creator because TikTok, I can't even publish my stuff there or else I'll get banned.
What have you noticed in terms of differences between Instagram and TikTok? Instagram seems to be much more forgiving. I've been through at least a dozen TikTok accounts. I get up to like 30,000 followers and then I get deleted. I start another one, I get up to 30,000 followers, right? But Instagram, it seems to kind of shadow ban. Like every time I post on Instagram, I lose 100 followers of my 68,000 or whatever. But they don't seem to outright explicitly silence you.
I'm very confused by Instagram, honestly. I do not understand it because I've never had a video taken down. I've never gotten a strike or a warning, and I post all stuff. And TikTok is very much like the censorship space. And I think there might be an element where, because TikTok is being threatened by the U.S. government to be banned completely, they have this existential threat. So they actually have AI algorithms like scanning all their content, just censoring like crazy, regardless of whether it actually violates. They're just erring on the side of ban it anyways. Instagram doesn't do any of that, and I don't know why. And I'm looking forward to the day when maybe we get some answers as to that, because Facebook censors like crazy. So there's a different profile to each of the platforms. And you could say, like, for sure, Instagram is much more apt to feed you cat videos for 5 hours all night than actual, like, information and news and conspiracies and whatever else.
They did introduce that feature where by default you don't see political content and you have to switch it on.
Yeah, you really have to kind of, like, curate your feed there. And so I think each platform has taken its own sort of, like, stance on how to control our thoughts. But it's important for us all to remember that the world is not simple. It's not like one cabal that's one table of people that's controlling every decision in the world. It's a whole bunch of self-actors and individual groups looking out for their own self-interest, and they're all playing within this power ecosystem, kind of trying to do their own thing. And so there is inherently networks of conspiratorial thought. There's networks of power brokers and money. And you sort of have to parse out each individual instance of what's going on individually and really look for evidence for what's real, because you can't just generalize to the whole space of social media and say the same thing is happening everywhere.
Well, Ian, we've got about 90 seconds before we go to break. I want to keep you for the next 30 minutes too, if you can.
Absolutely.
Real quickly though, before we go to break, how do you think things would be playing out differently had X not been privatized by Elon Musk? If it remained Twitter, what would we be looking at right now?
We'd be in a very dark place. For one, we wouldn't know anything about the first Trump shooter, the alleged other Trump shooters at the first Trump shooting, the drones flying in that Trump shooting, all the weird cover-ups of the first Trump shooting. We probably wouldn't know anything about the second Trump shooting. They could have run with any narrative they wanted. We'd probably already be in war with Iran because they would have pinned the first Trump attempted assassination on Iran like they planned to do. Bibi had his whole speech lined up for the following week, totally just blaming Iran. Like, I can't even go in. I mean, we might have been in World War III before we even got to the first Trump shooting. And that's not to mention all the other exposure and, you know, lies that have been uncovered because of freedom of information. And so I think that if there's one takeaway from this year, it's that there is no more foundational bedrock for democracy and freedom than speech and information. Because without that, nothing else matters. It's more base than war. It's more base than pharma. It's more base even than money. Speech comes before everything.
Absolutely. Ian Carroll, it's great to have you. More from you on the other side of this break. Stick with us, folks. Absolutely amazing insights.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The Patriot's choice and globalist's dread. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Alex Jones Show. We are joined by the one and only, the great, the legendary Ian Carroll. I am Chase Geiser, your host for the remainder of the show. At the top of the hour, we are going to be taking your calls. I'll give out the number in about 15 or 10 minutes. But in the meantime, Ian, what's up with all these record executives spontaneously resigning? Is it connected to the Diddy story?
You know, it's a tough coincidence to try to parse out. I made a pretty fun video about it the other night. And at this point, you know, I'm reserving judgment because there is speculation that quarters could be ending at the end of this month, like fiscal quarters. So it could be a logical time for record executives to retire. But choosing the day after Diddy goes to jail as your day to announce your expedient retiree from, you know, a long career at the top of the music industry is pretty weird. And the guy that we're referring to specifically, I actually forget his name. I'll see if I can pull it up, but he has a lot of ties to very high up power players in the music industry. Like, he's worked with Lior Cohen is his real name, for quite some time. He's directly connected to Jay-Z. There's all sorts of, questionable connections for this guy. And so it's hard to say, but if I was him, I would have thought a little harder before I announced my resignation from 300 Entertainment the day after Diddy went to jail. Because I think that Diddy's going to squeal on a lot of people. He has a lot of information. He has a lot of tapes. And I think a lot of people are going to go down. And if you want, there's a whole other rabbit hole we could go down on this of a crazy thing that happened with the Doral shooter.
Yes,
in 2018.
Please.
I've been researching today. Yeah, Kevin Lyles is the guy I'm referring to specifically.
So what's the other rabbit hole you mentioned?
Do you remember that there was this guy that walked into Trump's hotel back in 2018, the Doral Miami Trump hotel, and he shot the place up and had a little gunfight with cops, but really basically walked in to get arrested, and he got arrested, and then he gave this crazy interview, 30-minute long interview. You can find it on YouTube. His name is Jonathan Oatey, and he claims that he did this whole thing just so that he could convey a message to Donald Trump warning him about assassination plots. He was a Diddy sex slave, allegedly. He gives all this information on Diddy and on the rap industry, the hip hop agenda. And this was all before anyone knew anything about Diddy, at least in the public eye. And so you can hear in the interview that the investigators are like, wow, this guy is schizophrenic and completely insane. Right. But then, you know, years later, we have confirmation, direct confirmation of a ton of the things he said. First and foremost being that Diddy did have male sex slaves, that he would have, you know, do things with his girlfriend and other people, and he would film, and all these other allegations that start to corroborate a lot of this guy's story. And he has this really interesting piece that he talks about what he calls the hip hop agenda.
Wow.
Yes, this is the guy.
I saw this clip on your account earlier.
So
you're working on a report about it, right?
Yeah. Say again?
I'm sorry. You're working on a report about it right now, right?
Yeah, I'm working on a report about it right now. I spent all last night analyzing the video and kind of digging into him. And so far today, I've been digging specifically into what he calls the hip-hop agenda, because he claims that – I mean, he goes into all sorts of rabbit holes, and it's hard to assess what is real and what is just him doing internet research. And so take it all with a large grain of salt.
Yeah.
But the things that are corroborated in there relative to Diddy and the hip hop industry lend some credence to his understanding of the hip hop industry. And he would have direct knowledge of a lot of these things in Diddy's sphere, one of which being his allegation that the hip hop industry is used to traffic drugs around the country. And he specifically talks about how they would put liquid cocaine into alcohol bottles, which we know from the Diddy lawsuit is corroborated at least in allegations. And he claims that what they do is they smuggle drugs on the private jets of hip hop executives. And when you look into what celebrity hip hop stars own private jets, you wind up with Diddy being famous for having a jet that has intercontinental range. You wind up with people like Jay-Z. You wind up with people like Rick Ross, who Oatey also names as being gay and associated with Diddy and these sex parties. So you wind up with all of these corroborable claims that indicate that the hip hop industry and what is called the Black Boule, which is used to be a secret society and now it's a fraternity. LeBron James has what looks a lot like the symbol for the Black Boule tattooed on his chest in a giant tattoo. So there's like all these pieces that line up with a very logical and somewhat corroborable claim of the hip hop industry not just being used for sexual blackmail, but also being used for drug smuggling, which is a critical component of the black markets and of the larger sort of global criminal conspiracy.
You know, you mentioned that you were working on this report, and I want to ask you this question because on this network we talk a lot about the importance of being an info warrior and being a keyboard warrior specifically. Used to be a jab to call somebody a keyboard warrior. It has connotations of the fat guy living in his mom's basement. But now with everything shifting into the metasphere and a metaphysical plane, really elections are won and lost in the digital realm. And so being a keyboard warrior is a way to be an activist. And so I always encourage the audience to do work like what you're doing. Can you talk a little bit about your process and method in putting together a report like this? Obviously, it's hard to find a lot of the information on the major search platforms because it's censored, on other social media platforms because it's taken down. How do you actually, first of all, discover that there might be a kernel of something awesome? And then once you discover that, drill down and find the gold?
Such a good question. Please come back to that question for me, the how of how I do it, in like 1 minute.
Okay.
After I go back into what you're saying here that is so important about this concept of the info war and being a keyboard warrior, because it's important, and I try to blast this message everywhere that I can, is that it used to be considered this weird, like, you know, conspiracy or like you're an idiot for doing it, but like think for a second. The CIA, their job is to protect American soil, right? And now information is the most important part of any warfare, right? Wars are started and won and lost in information. And so our phones, this space is actually like where we fight.
It's the front.
Like that's where conflicts happen. And the CIA knows that. All the intelligence agencies know that. And so foreign agencies are trying to infiltrate our information space as well as our own, you know, deep state that is totally off like the tracks. And so they're all feeding their stuff into the information space. And if the CIA is actually doing its job, then their job is to counter that information space. And the only way to counter bad information in a free speech country is to feed your own information in that feeds your narrative. Mm-hmm. And so we actually have a world now where it is the official job of intelligence agencies to feed us disinformation or information that goes with the state narrative. And so the whole, like, whether you think you're a keyboard warrior or not, every single human being that has a TikTok account, a Facebook account, an X account.
It's almost like a tug of war between truth and deception. Right? And everybody's playing, whether they know it or not, and our objective is to pull harder toward the truth than the deep state can pull in their direction, but they're coordinated and they're centralized.
You are an unwitting combatant in the first layer of warfare today, regardless of whether you try to be or not. And many people that don't realize they're in this information war are taken in. And that's what you call a sheep, an NPC, whatever it is, right? And it's the people that have woken up to the nature of information today and to what's actually happening. They're the ones starting to think for themselves, to do their own research, and to actually ask the right questions. So all of you watching, you are all keyboard warriors, whether you know it or not. So don't take that.
You have been drafted into the info war. Your only choice is which side you fight on.
Bingo. So that is the important message to open on, is like, it's all of us. And then the how, because now that we've established that we are all a part of this, we're all in the army, so to speak, we're all in the war. How do you do it? And really, the first answer is just to start, is not to, like, you're not an expert. I am not an expert. No one's going to be an expert. You're never going to know everything. You're never going to get everything right. But a lot of people let that paralyze them from starting because they think, oh, I'm not that smart, or I don't know that much, or I was never that good in school, or whatever it is. And that does not matter. You get better by doing it. And so the first thing is to just, like, when you see a video, the next time you see a cool video, or even this video right here, take a keyword phrase. Like, if I just said Black Boule, type that into Google and see what comes up. And then as you read through it, just try to click on some links. And as your brain kind of comes up with questions, anytime you're reading something and you don't fully understand what it's saying, like if you pass through a sentence and it's talking about, like, I don't know, the Guantanamo Bay torture programs, you might like have heard of it, but if you don't actually know for sure what happened, maybe you should look that up a little bit and get some context. And so you start to, the more you practice this art form of realizing how much you don't personally know, like if you've heard about it in a YouTube video, that doesn't mean you personally know it. That means someone told you about it. So go look it up. Right. And then you'll realize that, oh, shit, everything I'm looking up, I have to slow down so much because there's so much I don't know. And you start looking everything up and just typing things into Google and you'll get better and better and better at it. You'll start to learn like, oh, if I want to know about money, I can go to opensecrets.com or I can go to wallstreetonparade.com or whatever the specific sources are. Or if you want to get to a website that is super shadow banned, maybe you have to go to archive.org where they archive all these websites Google won't show you. So you start to develop these skills, but you only develop them by practicing and just trying and learning. And I think that the best way to sort of facilitate your own research, your own learning, is to have some sort of note-taking process, just like you do in school. Like I grew up as I was a teacher in my earlier life. My parents are both teachers. And so my actual skill set is teaching and learning. I know how to learn. And the way you learn is what.
So you and Tim Walz are both like the same guy.
Yeah, exactly, right? and so you need to have some sort of process by which you're recording what you're doing. Take screenshots, write notes in paper. What I do is I use an app called Obsidian where I can take screenshots and I can write in notes and I can keep it all connected and I can draw lines together. So that way, if I forget something, I can just go back to my Diddy page and I can look at it and say, oh yeah, that was the screenshot. That's the website I can put sources in. And it's not that that's something you need to refer back to. It's just that the process of recording what you've learned ingrains it in your brain in a deeper and deeper way. Because if you just hear it and then move on, if you just watch an Instagram reel or a YouTube video, it just goes in one ear and out the other. And it's so important to have some form of, if you want to know what's going on in this world, you've got to be keeping the information in your brain. So that way, when Kamala says, I've done whatever bullshit she's saying, you'll remember that, no, like literally 3 weeks ago, she said the exact opposite thing. So it's just a process of starting and doing the work. And it can be small. You know, it can be a little by little by little. Or if you got a lot of free time, just dive down a rabbit hole that you think is fun.
So obviously your popularity has been soaring. I specifically noticed it on Instagram and X recently. Congratulations to you on that. Can you tell me a little bit about what it was or is that really popped? What's your most popular report of all time, or when did you notice that you crossed the threshold of obscurity into the realm of relevance?
It happened in phases, and it was strategic on my part. When I was getting into this, I intentionally had been studying the media landscape and thinking, like, how do you get into this and how do you orchestrate creating a platform to make a difference? And I purposely started on TikTok at the time, and I got lucky because TikTok was pushing their new long-form content, 10-minute videos, and my content naturally lends itself to, you know, 5 to 10-minute longer deep dives. And so I grew a really big audience on TikTok really fast by talking about the products in our grocery stores and going into grocery stores and taking photos and showing how the whole aisle is just owned by the same corporations that are all owned by the same banks and BlackRock. And that was such a good way to access everyone because we all use those products and we all understand this monopoly that we're a part of, left and right, doesn't matter, everyone gets it. And from there, once I started learning that actually there's all these other like aspects like the CIA, like Jeffrey Epstein, all these things you're not allowed to talk about on TikTok, and I started to get completely shadow banned on TikTok, that's when I came to X. And on X, I had a lot of friends and I had a lot of following already, but it was the first Diddy case that really broke open. And shout out to Candace Owens. She picked up my reporting and gave me a lot of support. And that first Diddy case blew my platform up. Still to this day, it's some of my most viewed videos. And so when Diddy came back into the news cycle this week, it was like, thank you, Lord. Like, this is just a gift from above, and my platform has exploded again. There's been others along the way, but Diddy has played a huge role in it. The Trump assassination stuff this last week was another big one. It kind of comes and goes. And it's not I think that a lot of people get too caught up, especially when you're trying to grow a social media platform or, like, whatever it is. I think people get so caught up in trying to be viral or create something that, like, will go big. And inherently, I think that that is the wrong way to look at it. It's like, I'm here to learn. I'm here because I realized that all of my opinions were based on YouTube videos and not on any real knowledge. And so I just wanted to figure out what was going on and be able to have conversations like this where I know what I'm talking about at least a little bit. And so that just led to me learning things and asking questions. And I still try to keep that as my guiding light, not of like what will be the biggest hit, but what is it that I don't understand and what is it that I'm interested in learning about? And for me, I'm a big picture guy. So what I'm interested in is naturally kind of like the big stuff that a lot of people will be interested in, because I want to know like what's the big conspiracy, like what's really going on. And that leads to so many, I mean, that leads in every direction. And so there's no shortage of stuff for me to learn about and no shortage of fun rabbit holes for me to go down. But I don't think that the right way to look at it is trying to go big. Mm-hmm. I think the right way to look at it is trying to have integrity and be a good person and seek the truth at all costs, have humility, and don't get your ego all big and, you know, pretend like you know everything. Because the most important, like, base layer of it all is to remember that we're all leading by example. We're all showing each other the world we want by being who we are. And if we're all out here with a big ego trying to like bump elbows to like get a platform and compete, that is creating a world tomorrow where everyone's competing and not cooperating. And so I try my hardest to intentionally stay humble and just like be a good person to all my coworkers, like to people I'm, you know, making videos with, people that are doing research, just trying to like, cause we're trying to create a world that's better tomorrow. And that means we have to be better today.
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned something really briefly that piqued my interest. What is the big conspiracy in your opinion?
You know, I'm the jury's still out, but as of today, the way I see the world is that it's not simple. And so in order to give this in a simple way, I'll try to like pare the understanding down to maybe a couple of spheres, as in what controls the world? Money, power, people. Money is pretty clearly, you trace that rabbit hole up to the banks, up to the banking families. You know, that's a long storied history. It goes through things like the Rothschild banking family, which are still very much powerful to this day. The Rockefellers went in there, but it also comes to people like BlackRock. It goes to places like private equity. And a lot of that is extremely complicated on purpose, so it's hard for you to understand. But inevitably, it pretty much swirls up to a few people at the top having an insane amount of power to just manipulate incentives, not to directly instruct everyone what to do necessarily, but to incentivize behaviors that on mass.
And they tried it with ESG and DEI and things like that.
Yeah. BlackRock's a big part of pushing those. Then there's the world of power, and that involves a lot of religion. It involves a lot of politics, and obviously it also involves money and everything else. And the world of power, you start to trace politics up and you kind of disperse into various powerful families, various organizations and NGOs, like the World Economic Forum. A lot of this is stuff that Alex and your whole network, you guys talk about all the time, which is awesome because they're kind of constantly evolving new organizations, new corporations, new NGOs to be the new face of the world order, so to speak. And then so that's like money and it's like power. Well, and then I think the one thing that is most interesting to me that most people don't learn about in their regular lives is the black markets and sort of the criminal underbelly of the world. And I see that as including intelligence agencies, because intelligence agencies were essentially founded because the US government wanted to do things that they didn't want anyone to know about. That's the whole point of an intelligence agency, is to do covert operations, to do things that have a degree of separation. So if the operation gets exposed, hopefully the whole world doesn't find out that the CIA was directly linked to the guy that just tried to shoot Trump, for example. And so the covert intelligence agencies partnered with organized crime very early on, as I'm sure a lot of your viewers know, and they've been buddy-buddy ever since. And so understanding drug trafficking, arms trafficking, sex trafficking, and human trafficking, all of those criminal organizations, that is sort of the final bucket of what I see in all of these different sort of bases of power in the world. They work together, like blackmail in the black markets, that influences the politics and the money. The money over in the banking sector, that influences the politicians and the black, like they all interplay. And so they're inherently all aligned. And I think that there's different factions. You know, there seems to be Trump has a lot of allies. He has a lot of people that he's, you know, powerful people that he's come up with and still supports and support him. And then there's clearly like a Democrat group that is, Lord knows what's connected to that. And I'm sure there's other international players too, like Russia is aligned somewhere, China is aligned somewhere. And so it's extremely complicated. But inherently, we're not on any of those teams. except for me, like, I want to hope, I want to believe that Trump and RFK have people around them that do have the people in mind. But it's important not to put anyone on a pedestal and not to pretend like billionaires are ever really going to be on our team. So,
Well, I want to show the audience the overhead cam here, because as you were talking, I was kind of charting this out, and there's something you. First of all, I think that's one of the most brilliant responses that I could have ever heard from anyone in the history of the world, at all. And I never thought of it like that, to actually tier it. You know, we think of checks and balances in the government, legislative, judicial, and executive branch. You think of the three arms of corruption. You've got money, power, in the black market. And the thing that's interesting to me looking at this, and I'd love to hear your thoughts, you've got the money here, power here, black market. The only way the money thing works is if people agree to take out loans and pay interest, right? Usury. Yeah. The only way that the power works is if the people put into power the wrong people because they're ignorant. And the only way the black market works is if people demand debauchery, whether it's sex trafficking or drugs, right? So if you have a moral people who are enlightened, who are not dependent on an unjust financial system, then all of these corrupt structures, the bedrock of corruption, just totally collapses. So the solution is for people to understand the truth versus the lies. It is the info war. I mean, we can't fix either of these from the top down. We have to attack from the bottom up, right?
You have put it so perfectly, Chase, because it really does come down to a war of good and evil. And exactly like you've just elucidated, in a world where debauchery and corruption and lies and our basest lustful human instincts are incentivized, then a black market concept in all those worlds, like a corrupt version of all of that, thrives. And everyone's incentivized to be corrupt, because that's how you get to the top of all three of those systems. But in a world where good people stand up and take power for themselves and end all of that corruption, suddenly money is about a free market where we're cooperating, right? Suddenly politics and like the power structures of government are about us cooperating to create a better world. Suddenly the black market is no longer incentivized, and instead the white markets are incentivized. And so you're so right that it's like all comes back to the core of our culture, of what do we incentivize in our own moral fiber. And the more of us that look in our own hearts and establish a strong moral fiber of goodness, the more that radiates out into the more of us that can be good and incentivize within our own lives good structures and good morals, the more that the black markets of the darker versions of all this loses its power, right? Because it's only maintained by corrupt politicians being able to be put into power. You need corrupt people to do that. Corrupt bankers and financiers taking advantage of the monetary systems. You need corrupt people to do that. You know, corrupt arms traffickers, drug traffickers, human traffickers. You need both the consumer and the trafficker for that to exist. And so the more of us that stand up to corruption and poor, evil, degenerate social morals, the more everything can start to change. Change starts from with.
And all these institutions have an incentive to debase the culture and the people. They want you all fucked up, basically. Oh. Right? And sorry for the language there. You know, we have a family audience. Ian Carroll, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much for spending an hour with me. I do want to take calls from the audience in the next hour. So please call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you for the duration of the final hour of the Alex Jones Show today. I will be taking your calls. Open lines as always. You can talk to me about anything you want. This has been one of the most fascinating conversations that I've ever had here with Ian Carroll. It's such an honor and a pleasure and a privilege to have had the opportunity to speak with him. Please follow him, support his work. He's absolutely outstanding. As you can tell now that you've heard him speak for an hour on some of these questions that are seldom asked, absolutely fascinating. In the meantime, please, after you are waiting on hold by calling 877-789-2539, open up another tab in your phone and go to thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. We've got amazing t-shirts, amazing hats, amazing products available, and every dollar you spend until the end of the day today, we'll enter you 10 times in the contest for the most amazing $138,000 Dodge truck, plus $10,000 in cash. Driving this truck is the second best feeling in the world, guys. Stick with us for more on the other side.
Do you want
once your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today. It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And if Washington doesn't have enough to talk about these days, the Washington Times reported today that unidentified White House aides in the Carter, Reagan, and Bush administrations now are being investigated for using the services of a callboy ring. The paper reports that two of the male prostitutes were given a late-night tour of the White House last year. The White House press secretary, Marlon Fitzwater, said he knew nothing of this investigation. NBC's Lisa Myers reports her sources in the U.S. Attorney's Office say the investigation is not focusing on prostitution, but on fraud involving the use of credit cards to pay for the callboy services.
You could be president. Do you ever think about anything like that?
No.
Really, never?
No.
Why?
I wouldn't make a good president.
You don't think you'd be good? You know what? I would. If you agreed to run for president, I would be happy to be your running mate. Let's put it that way, all right?
So you said, I'm looking for someone to wake up. He knows you're referring to cocaine. I know where to get it. What happens next?
I had given Barack $250 to pay for coke. He gets out, comes back. So the night became somewhat active sexually and drug-wise in the limo.
Barack Obama's legalization of propaganda in 2012 and his godlike status in Hollywood are well known. But there may have never been even a Senator Barack Obama without the aid of Sean Combs.
Introduce yourself again for me, sir.
I'm Barack Obama. I'm the U.S. Senate candidate from the state of Illinois.
You becoming a black Democratic senator, this is a big deal.
After many lawsuits and people turning against Diddy, it was widely anticipated that Farnsworth Bentley, one of Diddy's assistants, would speak up about why he left Diddy.
What do you think Diddy and Farnsworth Bentley's real relationship was?
Concubine. Master.
2008, he appeared in the Yes We Can music video for Barack Obama's presidential campaign.
A judge rules no bond. Diddy is charged with racketeering, conspiracy, and sex trafficking.
This information is coming out right now because the deep state's really applying the blackmail. They just blew their whole own blackmail operation so they can control it, so they can parallel construct. They already have all the stuff. They already got the dirt themselves. Now they have to act like this investigation is discovering it so they can put pressure on the thousands of people that went and were part of these sex parties. And again, a lot of them, it's come out in the indictment, didn't want to have sex with 15-year-old girls that were drugged. A lot of them are already big stars. You were having sex with stars. So they're priming up to be sex operatives. CIA, FBI, it's all one group at that level. A lot of it's homosexual sex. A lot of it is that to compromise people. A lot of people are like, no, I don't want to have sex with the, well, have sex with the dude. We're really going to trust you then. So like the Mexican mafia or MS-13 or whatever, you know, or even the Italian mafia, you got to kill people. You got to do what you're told till they trust you because they got dirt on you. You got to make your bones.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green. I made my bones when you were going out with cheerleaders.
Wait a minute, Mo.
That's in the old gang world, but that's not enough today with the globalists. You got to do crimes with children, and it gets younger and younger.
In a new interview with the Sunday Times, the former child star alleges that pedophilia has been a real issue in Hollywood. He tells the publication, quote, there are a lot of vipers in this industry, people who only have their own interests in mind. What bums me about these situations is that the victims can't speak as loudly as the people in power.
There it is, pedophile X-Man actor convicted of sexually abusing Nickelodeon child star, still working with underage kids. There it is, Daily Mail.
My thoughts reading the 14-page indictment yesterday were that there are a lot of people in Hollywood were probably worried about which Diddy parties they were at and what was going on. That's not to say that they were necessarily even involved in any of the things that are alleged by the U.S. Attorney's Office. But if you're at that party and it turns out that that's when he set up one of these freak-off sex parties, or that it was going on in another room and you didn't know about it, there's a good chance that you're going to be called by the U.S. Attorney's Office. If you're involved, you would get a call because they're going to want to know everything you want to know and may even want you to be a witness.
Now you will soon be Beelzebub. Oh, yeah.
And they'll literally march guys in there in, you know, FBI style suits, but they're not the FBI. They're like, listen, you son of a bitch, you go kill that kid right now or we'll kill you. They'll punch you right in the face. So that's how they're controlling everybody.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth.
We take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Alex Jones Show. For the next 54 minutes, we are going to be taking your calls. I am Chase Geiser, your host, but Alex Jones will be calling in any minute to break down a new report that he wants to share with the audience on the Alex Jones Show before the great Owen Schroyer takes over the War Room at 3 p.m. Central. Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer have been doing a great job on their shows. Make sure you tune in to the American Journal, 8 a.m. weekdays, Central Time. Of course, the Alex Jones Show, which you're tuned into now, and then the Owen Schroyer show. And I, War Room, and I host the Sunday Night Live show on Sunday, so make sure you check that out at 6 p.m. Central. All right, let's go straight to Mo and FEMA 10. Mo, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, Chase?
Good, man.
Hey, I got two things here. The first one is on... let me look it up real quick. ICAO.international or INT.
Okay.
And that one, I think, is regarding digital ID and passports. And I believe that's a group that's connected with the UN. And that's another organization that I'd like to get some more research on. When I look into them and start, looking at their pages and stuff, they're talking about basically having a centralized ID, health pass, and information on that. So that's one organization I wanted to bring to light. And then the second thing I wanted to bring up is I think you guys are right when you're talking about money and power, but the other one I wanted to introduce into it is families. And if you look into, the different families that have run and kind of guided the U.S., Rockefeller is an easy one because you can go through and follow a lot of, you know, influential people like Nelson Rockefeller, that's been in government for a long time. The Ford families have been involved for a long time. But another one that I'd like to bring up is Prescott Bush, who is connected to a lot of those. And he's connected to, you know, Harriman Walker, Harriman Bank, obviously Skull and Bones connections.
Yeah, well, I mean, Prescott Bush, his bank got busted funding the Nazis, and they were prosecuted for it.
And you can even just go to his Wikipedia page and follow a lot of that. And another interesting thing that I noticed when I was looking at it is it says that in 2007, Harper's Magazine, published by Scott Horton, that Prescott Bush and I think Harriman Bank were involved in the business plot with Smedley Butler, which is a connection that I hadn't made. And when I was also looking up some of the family connections, I believe that Obama is connected in some way to the Bush family as well. So looking at the family structures and just seeing where some of the connections are and if you can find any overlaps or consistency is another way to research and find some of these things out.
Absolutely fascinating. Thank you for your call. I'm definitely going to look into some of those organizations. I appreciate it. Carrie in Alaska. Carrie, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you. Can you hear me?
Yes, you sound great.
Okay. I want to bring up something I don't think anybody's taken an angle on, and that's with the Secret Service and the second shooting. Well, after the first shooting, you know, that made them look bad. So I'm thinking the whole thing was like a PR stunt set up, told the guy to be there. Never got a shot off.
So you think the Trump campaign planted him there to make Trump look good?
No, I think the Secret Service planted him there.
Oh, to make the Secret Service look good because they prevented the attack. I see.
Yeah, before he got a shot off.
Somebody from the inside must have leaked the location because it was a spontaneous golfing event or outing, and only a few people, I don't know how many, but a select core group would have known that it was even taking place, where it was, when it was. And he must have had some kind of information, unless he was just camped out on the golf course for days in anticipation of Trump inevitably golfing, which by the look of him is possible. He looks like he might have slept outside a few months. But, yeah, that's an interesting angle. I don't know that that's true or not, but I do think that there was some sort of inside leak to that guy, absolutely. Will in California. Will, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you. Yeah, this new monkeypox, smallpox vaccine that got approved August 30th, this ACAM 2000, the warning label, I looked at this thing. It should scare everyone. It says individuals who've been vaccinated should quarantine for a minimum of 4 weeks after the injection. And during this quarantine, individuals cannot handle babies, be around pregnant women, go swimming, be in hot tubs.
Because of the shedding?
Public restrooms, share a bed. I mean, it goes on and on. I also said it may cause smallpox.
Wow.
And death. It's just crazy. And it says it right there on the warning label. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's absolutely wild. It certainly backs up claims that there's a shedding problem with these vaccines. And, you know, a lot of times they just put everything they possibly can on these disclaimers. So if something does happen, they can come out. But here's the deal, folks. I don't trust any new product coming from these pharmaceutical companies. I don't trust any claims of a pandemic. And COVID was the one that finally broke through the barrier where they were able to convince the entire world that there was something very dangerous happening. But they try every election cycle. It's the swine flu, and then it's Ebola, and then it's the bird flu. And then it's COVID, and now it's monkeypox. And what's the one happening in the UK right now, or in Cambridge, where they were censoring the towns? EEE or something like that? Some bizarre illness that only one person in the entire town had, and they were encouraging people to participate in a curfew at 6 p.m. for no reason. They create these operations, these lies, in order to catalyze the desired behavior or mentality from the people, and then they monetize that by selling the solution or selling the war that we go into. It's just totally corrupt. I would rather die of a real pandemic than live under tyranny. So I'm always going to err on the side of
This is a psyop. This is something I don't trust. I'm not going to empower the government. Every time we have a crisis and we empower the government, whether it's World War II or whether it's 9/11, it only winds up harming the wants, needs, and interests of the American people. Now we are totally surveilled. Now we are totally censored. Now we are totally spied on at every avenue, from our phones to our laptops. They can even spy on us and listen to us through these devices if they are turned off, because all of them are compromised. I mean, you think pagers blowing up and the Middle East is bad. It is. But every single one of the devices that we use is a weapon of mass destruction against the wants, needs, and interests of the American people. It is a violation. This thing right now on my desk is violating my Fourth Amendment right. This device right now is sending my voice to a database at the NSA. If any NSA wants to watch a behind-the-scenes video of the Alex Jones Show today, they can tap on my webcam so I don't even notice it and watch my face. I mean, we are totally spied on, and everything we do, say, touch, every place we go is documented in video and audio at a central database by the deep state, and they're just now trying to figure out how to develop the technology to mine all of the information that it has, because it's impossible to do manually, to incriminate us and persecute us as political dissidents. It's 100% of the way happening. So you're going to tell me about a monkeypox vaccine with side effects? I have no doubt. But the real pandemic is the woke mind virus and the mass psychosis, the mass formation psychosis of the people of the earth, especially the American people, who have empowered this deep state to be our very own demise. Will, great call. Dave in Arizona. Dave, what's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks, Chase. Love the righteous indignation. You're fired up today, brother.
Thank you.
And it ties into what I wanted to talk about, and it's Article 4, Section 4 of that brilliant document, the United States Constitution. So as you know, as you're a scholar, when the federal government, which is a backstop, fails, when the states, which are sovereign, fail, we are duty-bound as we the people to step into the gap to protect those that can't or won't defend themselves. I've been screaming this for 4 years since I watched Somaliopolis burn in May of 2020. When will 150 million people or 200 million people of our 330 step up? We have our federal government through NGOs. They're fostering, facilitating, and financing the illegal invasion. And unfortunately, a lot of those people that cross that border are indebted servitude victims. They're sold into the rape culture of the United States. Those people, whether they're minors, they're even
admitting that 325,000 children are missing. They admit that is their number. Imagine what the real number is.
Well, let's rewind the clock. In March of 2023, a year and a half ago, we had a Yuma border hearing where DHS admitted at that time to 85,000 unaccompanied minors.
And that wasn't very long ago.
Being lost in their mind. Now, only Republicans went to that event. Now, when they say they're lost, I'm going to say that's the wrong word. They were actually sold. And you're right. They admit to 320. So is the number double or triple that? Because when they tell me inflation is 20%, but gas is three times as much as it was when they stole my voice and my vote November 3rd. Again, it's me, not President Trump. They stole my voice, my representation, like they did yours, the rest of this country. But my question is this: when will we, the people, duty-bound, abolish this government that does not work for we the people? That's my question. It doesn't have to be violent, but we have to do it. They will not count enough votes in Arizona specifically for Kerry Lake to win. They stole our voices and votes in 2022, or President Trump. There's no way that we haven't changed any laws here. The dirty rolls are getting worse every day. 2 days ago, our Secretary of State said there's 100,000 people that are registered to vote that we know are not citizens through motor voter. It's been going on 20 years. He blamed prior administrations, and the prior Secretary of State is his boss, Katie Hobgoblin, who's the stolen invalid governor through the malfeasance 2 years ago in the midterms. I'm just frustrated. I don't know what else to do, sir.
Yeah, no, I'm frustrated too, and I share your sentiment. Here's the deal. I am trying to prevent civil war and revolution, and we can argue that that's the only solution, but everything that I do here at InfoWars And I think I could speak for the crew and the host as well, but I don't speak for them. But everything that we do is about preventing this conflict from becoming the only solution. It's about preventing our civilization arriving at a place where the only way that we can solve our problems is through revolution. Everything that we do is about maintaining peace and avoiding violence. And I do believe in my heart that the only hope that we have is Trump winning this election, getting inaugurated, and serving as president for the next 4 years. And it's not a guarantee even that he can do it, but it's our only hope of a peaceful reversal of the corruption and just deep state apparatus that is formed over the years in this country. And if he does not come into power in January, I do believe that seals the deal that the future of America is inevitably civil war. And I don't know if it's going to happen in the next 4 years or in the next 10 years or in the next 50 years. But if he loses this election on November 5th, or if he wins and then somehow isn't inaugurated, or if he's inaugurated and then killed, if he does not serve as president for the next 4 years in the United States of America, I believe that it is guaranteed that we will have a civil war in this country sooner than later. Not necessarily next year, but very soon. And everything that I do, every waking moment of my life is dedicated to trying to think of ways to make this broadcast more powerful, this audience more powerful, these hosts more powerful, to maximize Alex Jones as much as I can to prevent that from happening, because I want to die knowing, despite what happens, that injustice did not prevail because I didn't try hard enough. I want to die knowing that it wasn't because I didn't try that everything went to hell. I want to know, and I want to have clean conscience. It's the most valuable thing. You can't buy it. You just have to live up to it. It's more important than mansions and cars and women and drugs and all these hedonistic things that are celebrated in our culture. The most valuable thing when push comes to shove is that you die with a clean conscience. And so that's what I'm dedicated to. I'm just trying to prevent this from happening as best as I can. And we all play a small part in different ways. But ultimately, I think we should hold back and pray that some miracles happen, continue to happen over the next 6 months, and that we have, and we give this administration, this next administration, this next Trump administration, a real shot at reversing this peacefully. Otherwise, it's going to be very ugly, and I don't want my kids to grow up in that. Tyler in Dallas. Tyler, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, man? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
I'm on 35 South, just left downtown, but, yeah, I wanted to take a second to talk about our greatest ally and, you know, just those horrific acts of terrorism that everybody is celebrating on the mainstream media.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, it's gross. It's really gross.
Yep.
I mean, we all need to take a step back, you know, and I think that you guys do a really good job of the, you know, 20,000-foot view way up high, but, I mean, There's a lot of patterns that I mean that I can't help but notice with, you know, I mean, their influence over Israel's influence over all of our aspects of life, man. I mean, all of our congressmen and senators, or not all of them, but most of them have AIPAC handlers. I mean, we're an occupied nation, and I mean, I don't think that. I don't think we do enough to talk about, you know, ways to.
Well, let me interrupt you right there.
Go ahead.
And just respond to you. I understand your concern. Here's the problem I have with the whole Israel debate, and it's with both sides. Those who are Zionists and who support Israel without question operate under the fallacy that Israel is incapable of evil, and also Israel can be the only real victim of evil. That's something that we see from them that is a fallacy. Now, on the other side, you have this, I don't want to say anti-Semitic, just anti-Israel movement that believes that only Israel is capable of evil And all of our problems, all of us who are victims of evil, are at the behest or are because of Israel. And both of those are wrong. It's just more complicated. It's very easy to simplify it down to Israel as the source of all of our problems. Certainly it's a major problem that AIPAC is spending millions upon millions. I think it's in the top five biggest lobbyists. Certainly it's a major problem that we have other nations leveraging lobbyists and funding to manipulate our political structure. But to say that Israel totally controls the United States, I think, is an oversimplification. There are other corrupt avenues. And here's the thing, too. Everybody thinks that lobbyists and campaign donors control politicians. And we always say, oh, your lobbyist paid you this, this lobbyist paid you that. And it's true to some extent. But the real driving force of the decisions that our leaders make is because of the insider trading mechanism and protections that exist. So yes, they listen to lobbyists and they try to mitigate risks of lobbyists coming against them and paying for, you know, media campaigns against them. And yes, lobbyists do have influence, but what's really driving the decisions of our political leaders is what policy can I pass that will make my investment portfolio have abundant gains disproportionate to the American people because I'm allowed to inside trade. So what we have to really look at is where our leaders are putting their money more than who is trying to buy our leaders with lobbying money. And these lobbyists can't personally bribe the politicians legally. They can threaten them. They can blackmail them. They can run campaigns against them. So they have some influence and leverage, but they can't directly pay them in the way that the stock market can literally line politicians' pockets directly because they are protected with insider trading. So I share your philosophy that there is a problem with other nations having disproportionate leverage over our leaders, whether it's Ukraine or whether it's Israel or whether it's Taiwan or whatever, any of our allies, you can name it. But I am more concerned about the way our politicians are abusing power to personally cash out through insider trading. I mean, they have tremendous financial personal incentive as leaders of our country to get us into World War III when they're invested in military industrial complex industry companies that are publicly traded. And to me, that is a much bigger incentive than listening to a lobbyist is, all right, but all my money's here, and if I pass this law, despite what this lobbyist says, this is going to be great for my portfolio. Now, when those interests overlap and align, we're listening to Israel or Ukraine or whatever, it's also great for our portfolio, then you have a massive injustice in the way that policy is done. But we have to remember that all politicians, all leaders, all people, all cultures are capable of corruption and evil, and not make the mistake of attributing all of the world's problems to one group or one nation. Yes, they may be a factor. Yes, they may be doing evil and corrupt things like allowing pagers to explode to the tune of thousands, regardless of where the explosions occur, harming children and innocent civilians and grocery stores and things like that. Yes, but I just think to reduce it all back to Israel exclusively is a big fallacy, a big mistake. What do you think on that? I know that was a long answer.
Hey, what the difference between all the countries that you mentioned is that they have to register for FARA.
Yeah.
Israel does not.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's on its face. It's on its face. Like they get to openly bribe our politicians and. We're not even allowed to talk about it. We're not even allowed to criticize it. I mean, the censorship is all coming from one angle. And I mean, honestly, I mean, have you thought about even between, not to blackpill everybody, but I mean, even between Kamala and Trump, I mean, it feels as though we're being put against a Zionist and a camp of Zionists and a camp of Bolsheviks. Like it's at the end of the day, it all still follows that Albert Pike letter to Bazzini or whatever that Greg Reese has wrote a report about, yeah, that, you know, outlines the three world wars. It all has the same goal. I mean, and look at, I mean, even what you and Ian were talking about with the bank influence. I mean, yep. Who runs the bank? Who runs BlackRock? Wait, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they have a stake in all of it. They're pushing all of it in Ukraine. They're pushing all of it in the Middle East, and the goal is
They definitely want us to get into a war with Iran. There's no doubt about it. It's a major problem. Maybe I'm naive. I'm just operating under the hope and belief that Trump would put the interests of America before the interests of Israel, even if he is sympathetic to Israel. And I think that this corruption and our problems are bigger than Israel. I'm not saying that anything you're saying about Israel is wrong. I'm just saying don't attribute everything to them, because it's more complicated than that. It's multifaceted. And I want to hear more from you, Tyler, but I got to let you go because we're going to go to a break right now. I want to remind everybody to call in 877-789-2539. And Alex Jones on the other side of this break will be calling in and sharing a new report and analysis of some news from Gavin Newsom potentially taking legal action against Elon Musk over a meme. He's going to break that down on the other side. In the meantime, please visit thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. We've got great t-shirts, better than I think we've ever sold. We've got great hats, great products. It's very successful. And every time you spend a dollar on that site, you get entered 10 times to win this amazing Dodge Ram truck. Alex shot a bunch of reports in it. He loves it. We've got it stored safely and secured right around the corner, and it's just an absolutely amazing truck. The products are amazing, and despite the fact that you're winning this truck, despite the fact that you're getting these shirts, there's more to it than that, because you're keeping InfoWars on the air, you're keeping Alex Jones on the air at a time when freedom of speech and truth is more important to be broadcasted the world over than ever. Our future hangs in the balance this November 5th. Please keep us on the air at thealexjonesstore.com and stick with us for a report from Alex Jones on the other side of this break. Thank you.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief.
All right, folks, this is Chase Geiser. Alex Jones has called in. He's going to break down a new report for you. Alex, what is on your mind?
Well, Chase, 2 days ago, Gavin Newsom, a.k.a. Patrick Bateman, obviously signed that unconstitutional law banning AI memes and things, and he put out in a tweet yesterday an example of what was bad. And it was simply one making fun of Kamala Harris, and it was, you know, clearly AI. And he showed an example of something Elon Musk had tweeted. Well, he came out today and said, yeah, this is basically targeting Elon Musk. So now it's Brazil, it's the EU, it's Australia, and now the state of California. I mean, these people are just a complete joke. They're the biggest liars ever. They're trying to say deception is illegal when it's not, if it's not fraud over money. But it's not deception by Elon. So Elon is officially the target. These people are total criminals. They're the clear and present danger. They're the ones that lie about everything. They're the ones that smuggle and traffic children. They're the ones that are devaluing the dollar. They're the ones starting World War III. They're the ones that tried to kill Trump. And this is a total sign of desperation. So I'm just going to roll the clip and let you comment on it. But just wanted to point out he's now officially putting Elon Musk in his sights. So here it is, folks. I'll listen to you guys comment. Great job, Chase Geiser and crew.
I think Mr. Musk has missed the punchline. Parody is still alive and well in California. But deep fakes and manipulation of elections, that hurts democracy and the integrity of the system and trust. And we believe in truth and trust. And we think this law is sound and will be upheld in the courts.
So do you intend to seek legal action, whether on Elon Musk or any of the proliferating
deep fakes? Well, the law asserts that many can seek injunction relief. I just signed the law. I just signed 32 other bills on housing. I haven't had a chance to review the specific lawsuit, around a conservative blogger, seems offended by our law.
All right, folks. So let's show you. We've aired it before, but for the sake of context, I want you guys to see the video that Gavin Newsom is referring to. Let's run that and then we'll unpack this breaking story on the other side.
I, Kamala Harris, am your Democrat candidate for president because Joe Biden finally exposed the senility of the debate. Thanks, Joe. I was selected because I am the ultimate diversity hire. I'm both a woman and a person of color. So if you criticize
very
anything
obvious,
I say,
this is satire.
You're both sexist and racist. I may not know the first thing about running the country, but remember, that's a good thing if you're a deep state puppet. I had 4 years under the tutelage of the ultimate deep state puppet, a wonderful mentor, Joe Biden. Joe taught me rule number one, carefully hide your total incompetence. I take insignificant things and I discuss them as if they're significant. And I believe that exploring the significance of the insignificant is in itself significant.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time.
right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time, and there is such great significance to the passage of time. Another trick is trying to sound black. I pretend to celebrate Kwanzaa, and in my speeches, I always do my best Barack Obama impression. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type. And okay, look, maybe my work addressing the root causes of the border crisis were catastrophic, but my knowledge of international politics is truly shocking.
The United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. It is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
And just remember, when voting this November, it is important to see what can be unburdened by what has been. And by what has been, I mean, Joe Biden.
Unbelievable. So that's criminal. That's what Gavin Newsom wants to litigate. And I think the hubris of the left, the pride that comes before the fall of the left, has convinced these people that they're strong enough to attack head on. Or maybe they're so desperate that that's why they're doing it. But they're not going to win against Elon Musk because he is attacking with full force and humility and intelligence and awareness. And he has the truth on his side. And he has justice on his side. Righteousness on his side. I think this is going to backfire. Amazing that Gavin would make those remarks. Just astounding to see the audacity of these people. And I'm always shocked and surprised to see how they can just take their current level of evil and escalate it to the next level time and time again. Let's go to Gerald in South Carolina. Gerald, what is on your mind this afternoon?
Hey, Chase. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay. So this may be nothing, but it was awful strange. Woke up this morning, turned on local news. I live a few counties away from Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Just to hear that the Democratic sheriff, Christine Graziano, was having Ukrainian police come and visit with her today.
Hmm.
Don't know where that rabbit hole's leading, but I hope Trump's nowhere around Charleston this day.
Man, that's just... It's not funny anymore, you know? Like, one assassination attempt, everybody's relieved. This is going to be great for his campaign. Then you have the second attempt, and it's like, all right, that's enough. And then you have the reports of the chemical attack in Tucson on Trump and his supporters on stage last week. When are people going to wake up? This is not funny anymore. There's no reasonable doubt anymore. If you're not waking up to what's happening, then it's too late for you. You are gone. You are lost. You are consumed. You've touched the poison. You've touched the Ark of the Covenant, and you will be smitten. It's like, are we just doomed to fall because everybody insists on being a non-player character? Gerald, what's going on, man?
I don't know. It's like they expect us all to be mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, Gerald, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Victor in Dallas. Victor, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, I was saying the first thing I think we ought to do when Trump gets in, hopefully, is they could just raise the price we pay the senators and the Congress people, you know, make a million and a half bucks a year, and then do away with any of the contributions and all that kind of stuff that goes in to corrupting them.
Yeah, I'm happy with paying them millions of dollars if it means that they can't legally trade in the market.
Yeah. I mean, because that's why you're going to get anybody decent anyway.
Yeah, absolutely right, Victor. Great point. Dino, in Chicago. Dino, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was just wanting to comment about the what Ian was talking about, how these guys are so interconnected, and they're using power and wealth and blackmail to control one or the other. And there's some Bible scriptures I just wanted to bring about, because this is much greater than America. This is regarding the whole world. This is what's going on. So the first scripture is from Matthew chapter 6. I'll start at verse 19 and go to 24. Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body, so then if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. So if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. This is absolutely true. Imagine you being in a room. On the one side is Satan and wealth. On the other side is humility and devotion to God. You can't dine with both. You have to either deny the one and go to, you cannot be lukewarm with this. This is straight up the truth. It's black and white. People have to go and towards God. And so the other verse I wanted to read was basically John chapter 8, verse 31 through 36. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed in him, if you continue in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, we are the descendants, we are Abraham's descendants, and have been enslaved, and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. Now, the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. So if the son sets you free, you will really be free.
Hey, can you read the part about the from the first verse that you read about the eyes being the lamp of the soul one more time?
Yeah, let me go back to it. Let me see where it is. Hold on one second.
Yeah, brother. Take your time. The reason I want you to find that part is because there was this viral clip this week of Tim Walz's wife looking like a maniac, and somebody had attributed that exact verse to what we see when we watch this video of her speaking. Have you found it? I think it was about midway through that first, Dino, midway through that first verse that you read.
Starting in verse 22, the eye is the lamp of the body. So then if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. So if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. And this is from the NASB 2020 version.
Right. Her facial expressions and eyes in this clip are very abnormal, unnatural, kind of disturbing. I don't know if you're watching or not as a caller. You could just be on your phone. But this has been memed incessantly, and it just escalates and gets worse and worse. And the closer they get to power or total defeat, the more maniacal they become.
Oh, God, they're going to gouge their eyes out, and they're going to leave it to their own imagination to do the wickedness of their heart. I mean, this is how bad it's getting. I mean, we should pray for our country. I don't think that, I mean, I like Trump, but I don't know if he's the exact answer. I think, you know, you read the book of Revelation, and we're going to approach a time period where the sin is going to get worse and worse. The hedge of protection that God has upon the people are going to get worse and worse. In the Old Testament, it talks about how the sin of the fathers are going to go into the third and fourth generation. That's why we cannot keep sinning. Even in Genesis, when Cain didn't offer up something good, but Abel did, and his jealousy got the best of him, God told him before he committed the murder, sin is lying at the door, after sin is death. We're leading towards death if we continue in sin. People have to repent and go straight to Christ, and then every day is a new day. We should just, like make the best of it. Like Ian was saying earlier, hope for the best. Pray for your enemies. Pray for those people, because our relationship is with Christ and nothing else, and he is the truth.
Absolutely, Dino. Dino, great call. You're absolutely right, and I could talk to you for hours. I just want to make sure that we get some of these other callers before the final 12 minutes of the broadcast is up. Corn Pop in Maine. Corn Pop, what's on your mind? Hey, you got a lot of background noise, Corn Pop. I'm going to go back to you later. Dan in New Jersey. Dan, what is on your mind?
Yeah, hi. You hear me?
Yep, you sound great.
Yeah, so I wanted to point out that InfoWars must be getting tens of millions of viewers. Do you have, like, the exact number?
There's no way to know for sure, because we allow anyone to rebroadcast anywhere all of our broadcasts, and so it's impossible for us to track down every radio station, every streamer that's rebroadcasting us, but it is in the millions every day.
Because I was wondering if you would be able to do, like, an ad with it and point out that, let's say, if you're getting 30 million,
yeah,
and then you compare it to the fake news, let's say CNN, all the fake news combined,
yeah,
and show that, look, you're edging out.
Look, the fact of the matter is we have at least 4 million listeners a day, seemingly. Some days we have 20, 30 million. depending on what the news is and what the event is. And we know that CNN averages around a million viewers in a given 24-hour period or so. And so we're somewhere between conservatively, we're somewhere between 2 to 4 times the size in terms of our actual base, our audience, CNN. But somehow CNN creates more than $1.5 billion in revenue a year and employs 4,000 people, even though they have an audience that's 25% conservatively. I mean, that's giving them a lot, the size of InfoWars. And it just goes to show how deep state backed these mainstream media institutions are, these corporate media outlets, when, you know, 20% estimates range from 20 to 70% of their ad revenue is generated from pharmaceutical companies. When nobody gets a prescription drug because they saw an ad for it, you go to a doctor and then the doctor recommends it. So why are the pharmaceutical companies spending so much money in advertising on these platforms if it's not generating revenue for them? Well, they're doing it because they want to make sure that none of the corporate media outlets report negatively about the effects of any of their products. So by buying them off, it's a conflict of interest for them to report anything negative about their clients, their advertisers. And then you go and look, how are the pharmaceutical companies getting funded? And like somewhere between 20 to 70% of all of their money comes from government institutions like Medicare and Obamacare. And so you have the government paying these corporations who are paying the mainstream media. That is the indirect path, one of the indirect paths for how the government, the deep state itself, leverages and controls what the media says, because they know where their money's coming from. It's not coming from their audience and their viewers. It's coming from the government through pharmaceutical companies and through a number of other different avenues that's propping them up. So even though they've got 25% maximum, the audience of InfoWars, they can still take in $1.5 billion a year, and they can still employ 4,000 people to perpetuate lies in the most boring, pathetic, and just sad way possible without any real relevance, because they are a propaganda wing of the deep state. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Rich in California. Rich, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make a point about the rap industry. And so I was watching this little documentary on YouTube. A couple of old timers were talking about the switch that was mentioned from how it was, you know, more positive message to a negative, went from a negative message. And what these guys were saying was that investors and executives from the prison industry had gotten involved with people from the big record labels and the music industry. So what they were doing was they were essentially offering these music executives and people in the hip hop industry money, or, you know, shareholder positions in these prisons that they're building. And then you know, for that, they were to increase the negativity of their message.
Right. So basically what I'm gathering from you is that the prisons would bribe the record companies in exchange for shares of the private prisons to encourage their repertoire of artists to promote criminal behavior to ensure the increase in value or increase of demand for these private prison spaces. So by propagating and perpetuating a culture of crime, it ensures that the prisons make a ton of money, and they were giving kickback to the record labels. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow. I never thought of it like that. That's probably true. It's totally screwed up. That's unbelievable. Rich, thanks for that call. Tom in Pennsylvania. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about, you guys are talking about morals and from the bottom up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to build on that is to introduce God back into society.
Go and baptize nations in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That
so
was
we have to
final
teach,
command.
We have to teach and read from the Bible and the writings of our founders. You know, the Declaration of Independence mentions the laws of nature and nature's God, and that rights are endowed by our Creator, right? If there's no Creator, then government bestows them upon us, and they can then remove them. And when we remove God as God from our society, people become very selfish. And when they become selfish, then there's a host of people that can be bought and sold. And that's what we're witnessing. So the only way to solve this is by bringing God back into society, educating people, and this will take years. And unfortunately, what will happen is we gain power back. The system will do exactly as the British did before 1776, and we should be also prepared for that.
Absolutely, Tom. And I'm sorry to cut you off. Your insights are right on the money, but we've got this breaking story hitting the desk right now. Huge article by Kellen McBreen. We've got a clip we're going to show you. Representative Gates says DHS is aware of five assassination teams currently inside the U.S. seeking to kill Donald Trump. I'm going to run this clip. Speaking with Real America's Voice on Thursday, GOP Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida, of course, broke the news that a DHS source told him last week that there are currently five known assassination squads on U.S. soil with the goal of murdering Donald Trump. Let's run this clip and unpack it on the other side.
I'll break a little news for you. I had a senior official from the Department of Homeland Security in my office before the second assassination attempt, saying that what he has assessed is that there are five known assassination teams in the United States, three inspired by other governments, two that are here that are known domestic assassination teams. And with that, this individual was coming to me concerned that the force protection around President Trump, even prior to that second assassination attempt, was not sufficient for what it needed to be. And the coordination at that level, at the dignitary protection level, is like the bare minimum that we have to do to keep our presidents, our presidential candidates safe while they're on the trail.
So there are five, I just want to follow up, five assassination teams. Are they all targeting Trump? Is it other officials?
Yes. No, wow. I should have been clear about that. Five teams that we know are targeting Trump. And so that raises real questions about why certain teams were being pulled off of the Trump deal detail and put on, for example, the Jill Biden detail. Now, we don't want anything bad to happen to Jill Biden, but at the same time, the threat envelope for her was substantially different than the threat envelope around President Trump, and it would not have necessitated pulling assets away from the Trump detail for the Jill Biden detail or the John Bolton detail or any other details that were beefed up. At the same time, the requests from the Trump detail and from the Trump campaign for more security were going unanswered.
Well, you know, it's very easy to understand why three of the five assassination squads are backed by foreign entities or foreign interests or other nations when we've had an administration that has sponsored and catalyzed the invasion of our country through the southern border, the total opening of our border were thousands upon thousands. The last estimate I saw, and I know that it's gone up since, is that over 72,000 of the 10 million at the time, it's over that now, illegal immigrants that came into the United States that were apprehended and counted came from foreign nations of interest or high-risk foreign nations, nations and places associated with and run by terrorist governments or terrorist organizations. So when you import tens of thousands, now hundreds of thousands of terrorists into the United States of America, don't you think maybe there'll be an assassination squad that'll be formed, or some terrorist activity will be conducted, or 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate will go missing? Don't you think that maybe that's going to lead to this? It's almost like they want to kill him. Gee, folks, and frankly, we should probably stop calling it the second assassination attempt because it seems like it was the third, given the breaking news about what happened in Tucson last week. Folks, we're coming up on the end of this broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. As I, Chase Geiser, have hosted the Alex Jones Show for the last couple of hours, make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com and TheAlexJonesStore.com. We've got this clip, a break, and the great Owen Schroyer is taking over with the War Room on the other side.
If I'm going to keep people from uprising, I'm going to kill comms. It's the first thing you do. That's how you control chaos. When they have 50-plus senators on the left getting sat phones in case there's a crisis, you should worry about it.
Water filtration, firearms, food, that's all great. But if you don't have communications, you got to get these things. They're easy to use, but you got to start using them so you're proficient. This stuff is going to go quick. You want to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. You want to check these products out, and you want to get ready.
Listen, Ukraine, when Ukraine popped off, the phones were backed up for almost 9 months. But as soon as this thing pops off and your communication's down, you're not going to get a sat phone. At that time, it's game over.
Game over, man. Game over.
Get your power generator, your backup power generation, your solar panels. Get your house in order.
If you just do little things, and lots of us do it, many hands make light work. So, folks, you go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way, as a sponsorship, we get support. Get the very same prices that are on the site. In fact, some cases, better deals. You can also call 941-246-2156. 941-246-2156. They've got everything in stock, including their new hottest item, the Faraday cage, bullet-resistant backpack that is so amazing, heavy duty. This is what people need.
I can get a Garmin that's also using satellite, a Bivy stick. I can get the secure phone because I want my messaging and my stuff. I don't want my phones being hacked. Also for privacy reasons, right? For the fact that I don't want my communication out there. I want my banking information protected. I want my will, trust. All these things that you save onto that phone is not hackable. You know, it's not, it's there that's being protected.
One more time, folks, you need to get prepared. He's just here talking about it because he's an expert. It's our great sponsor, one of the top sellers in the world, top in the U.S., the satellite phone company. If you go to InfoWarsPhone.com, then we get sponsorship support. Just goes right to their website, redirects there. You need it all. Get it at InfoWarsPhone.com. Steve, thank you so much for your time.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.